I know you tried to get into legit films, and they you know, you almost did, but then they held it over you. They said, we can't have you in it.
Well, I was hired by Alan Carr to be the coach in Greece. And just about a week or two before production, Paramount paid off my contract and said, I'm sorry we can't have you in this film. Our research shows that we're losing play dates in some of the more conservative communities in America.
Oh, you certainly
Well, I understood that.
Yeah.
That made sense. So I knew there was no transition to be made. So I did the appropriate thing. I got drunk on a half a gallon of vodka a day for 8 years.
Now, the real estate agency, is it Deep Throat Homes or Harry Reeves Homes or...
Bad boy.
Reams Real Estate. I like the name.
Reams Real Estate.
Is it really?
It's just a one-man shop, myself and my wife.
Okay.
And I'm extremely successful. I was nominated Salesperson of the Year several times in the Park City community. And this little town of 7,000 people, we do $1 billion a year in real estate.
Whoa. Well, congratulations for making the money you didn't make on the movie, and I'm glad you're doing well. It was great talking to you.
Thanks a lot for being
here. You betcha. Buy the video, people. Buy the DVD.
Inside Deep Throat, available in rated R and NC-17 versions. We'll be back. I think the stalker's on the line.
Uh-oh.
We've got John Nichols coming up to talk about Bush's taking responsibility, kinda. It's 57 past Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Listen to what Linda said in her letter to me. Dear Wendy, since I've used your hypnotherapy program, Alcohol Freedom, I have not had a drink or even wanted one in over 2 months. I'm so excited about the happiness and the peace I have now, thanks to you. It's amazing the things I've found, the subconscious triggers that made me want to drink. Now they have no effect. This has affected my whole life. I knew hypnosis could work, and I knew that stating I was an alcoholic would never make me feel better. Sometimes I even drank after meetings because I felt so horrible about myself. I feel wonderful now being alcohol free, and I'm amazed. Thank you, Wendy. I'm a new person and so happy. Sincerely, Linda. Thank you so much, Linda, for your letter. You are an inspiration to so many who are looking for a powerful and a private solution to stop drinking. I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I can help you end the struggle. Go to the web, quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com, or call me 877-68-HAPPY. 877-68-HAPPY.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Take a trip with Progressive Radio.
I just want to make a comment.
These are difficult times.
I'm about to pull my hair out right now.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Time.
Bring on to the other side.
Your mind is waiting.
In the great scheme of things, a minute isn't all that much, unless you happen to have a stroke. All of a sudden, those minutes count, which is why, if you can get help in time, your stroke can be treated. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. At least six bombings have made this one of Baghdad's deadliest days since the fall of Saddam, killing more than 100 people and wounding well over 200. The worst loss of life came when a suicide bomber blew himself up in a crowd of day laborers lined up for jobs. Borju Daragahi of the Los Angeles Times spoke to witnesses at the scene.
Some people were saying that there was a minibus that had come and was beckoning these day laborers and said, look, we got work for you. And as soon as they got near this minibus, there was this explosion. Others weren't quite sure if that's how it went about.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq says it's launched a nationwide bombing campaign to get even for a recent offensive against insurgents. A few miles north of Baghdad, gunmen executed 17 men who'd been tied up and blindfolded. Mayor Reinagen hopes to reopen parts of New Orleans that are dry and safe next Monday. Mark Phillips was able to get back to Port Sulphur, Louisiana, and was shocked by what he saw.
See the foundation of my house. I don't even see my house. Just the foundation is there. And the truck, our truck, our vehicle we left, we didn't think it was going to be that much damage on it. My God.
The husband and wife who own a Chalmette, Louisiana nursing home where 34 people were found dead have been charged with negligent homicide. State Attorney General Charles Foti Jr. says the couple was obligated to get patients to a safe place before the hurricane hit.
They had an evacuation plan. This was a killer hurricane. They're on low land. They had evacuated before. They knew they should have evacuated. They should have used their evacuation plan and moved those patients to safety.
The couple's lawyer says they were afraid that elderly patients in frail condition would not have survived the move. CBS News is trying to help reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. One-year-old Kiara Roberts is missing from New Orleans. If you know where she is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. In Washington, Chief Justice nominee John Roberts faces more Senate Judiciary Committee questioning beginning an hour from now. Roberts had some sharp exchanges with the committee yesterday, but CBS's legal analyst Andrew Cohen says there's no reason to believe he won't be confirmed.
I don't think anyone expects to rattle this guy. He's one of the best appellate lawyers in the country. He has done dozens of oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court, and this is just a variation of that.
Yesterday, Roberts sidestepped questions on abortion. Financially strapped Delta Airlines is expected to file for bankruptcy as early as today, and Northwest may not be far behind. Industry analyst Terry Tripler says the flying public may not notice the difference.
All tickets will be good. All frequent flyers will be good. United's been operating for 3 years under Chapter 11. U.S. Airways is in their second Chapter 11 in 3 years. So, yeah, airlines do operate this way and quite well.
S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine, but I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
You know, it is technically possible to do a paint-by-number replica of the Mona Lisa.
Voila!
It's never going to hang in the Louvre, though.
No?
Same with those generic stress formulas that try to copy stress tabs. Only new and improved Stress Tabs Advanced has Ester C, plus 14 vital nutrients that put back what stress takes away. Think of it as a masterpiece.
A masterpiece?
Of nutritional support.
Oh.
Stress Tabs. Anything else would be less tabs. Also check out Stress Tabs Weight and Stress Tabs Energy.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Oh, waking up to a pretty nice ride this morning in Highlands Ranch. C-470 moves along just fine. I-70 wide open as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, and 225 trouble-free north and southbound. If you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25, starting to bunch up around 84th Avenue, then we're looking okay into downtown. Boulder Streets, things are picking up on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, and the Turnpike move along fine east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now looking at the forecast, cooler today with highs in the 70s, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Right now it's 50 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The aftermath of a horrible tragedy.
There are dead bodies everywhere.
And there is no food or water.
Where do we go next?
Join the relief effort with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Log on now to am760.net for donation information. Ed Schultz's adoptive family efforts, animal rescue, and updates from the affected region.
It's about recovering. It's about rebuilding. It's about surviving. It's about helping my fellow man.
Yeah, I can't imagine anything worse.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's not too late to help.
File sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments, providing a unique perspective through the specialized expertise of Franklin Templeton and Mutual Series. Franklin Templeton Investments, gain from their perspective. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Passing the buck is the oldest device in government or any other bureaucracy for getting off the hook when someone doesn't want to deal with something. You attach a buck slip to it and pass it on for somebody else to worry about. That sign that Harry Truman had on his desk about where the buck stops still applies to the presidency.
Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government. And to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
More on that after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
I'm just back from Houston. I went to meet with people evacuated from Hurricane Katrina. It's not easy to describe what's going on there. The lives of countless people have been shattered. Their future is uncertain. In some cases, family members are unaccounted for and the search for loved ones goes on. Thousands of people from all walks of life have volunteered to help. What an inspiration they are. And many organizations and corporations have pitched in, working alongside local, state, and national government teams. It's such tragedies that remind us that as a nation, we have a common destiny. Part of the funds we've collected at the American Jewish Committee is going for immediate assistance to the needy. Part will go for rebuilding damaged houses of worship. That's our way of saying that Americans may be of many faiths, but as Hurricane Katrina underscored, we are one human family. To learn more, go to ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Many have questioned, in light of the sluggish response of officialdom to the Katrina emergency, how well the country would be able to respond to another major terrorist attack or natural disaster. That's a good question, and when asked about it, President Bush said he'd like to have it answered, too.
I want to know what went right and what went wrong. I want to know how to better cooperate with state and local government. To be able to answer that very question that you asked, are we capable of dealing with a severe attack or another severe storm?
There were problems at all levels in the Katrina response. Mr. Bush acknowledges that, and he's not trying to take himself or anybody else off the hook.
I'm not going to defend the process going in, but I am going to defend the people who are on the front line of saving lives.
And while there are those being blamed who deserve it, don't forget there are many who deserve credit, too.
Those Coast Guard kids pulling people out of the floods did heroic work. The first responders on the ground, whether they be state folks or local folks, did everything they could.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
My name's Brenda, and this is my sixth day with Prilosec OTC. I used to love to garden until frequent heartburn took over like weeds. But now with Prilosec OTC, I'm back in the garden. On day two, I planted bulbs. Day four, I mulched. Today, I'm pruning my dogwoods. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. That's what's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day six for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
The Osgood File, September 14th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's fall out there. High today, only going to get up to 68 degrees, and when I came in this morning, it was like 48. We do have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but that's after 12 noon. 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Oh, it is, boy, what to talk about this morning. Now, at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Richard Wood, I believe is the guy's name. Richard Wolf, I'm sorry. He's a senior White House correspondent at Newsweek magazine, and he contributed to a story called How Bush Blew It, about how the federal government and George W. Bush and his aides dropped the ball when it came to Hurricane Katrina. And as you know, last night, Bush came out and took responsibility. It was yesterday afternoon. I don't want to say last night, but it was yesterday afternoon. When asked a question during a press conference with the president of Iraq, Bush admitted yesterday, that he takes responsibility for the federal government's failure in responding to Hurricane Katrina. So we'll get into all of that after 7 o'clock. But there's a story today that's in the Rocky Mountain News, and also it's in the Denver Post, about Tom Tancredo. It seems that Mr. Tancredo has criticized the September 11th memorial. And I'm quoting here from the Denver Post. The Colorado congressman says a crescent of maple trees could be seen as a symbol of Islam and open more wounds than it heals. A proposed crescent-shaped memorial to 9/11 victims killed in Pennsylvania too closely resembles a key symbol of Islam and should be scrapped because the terrorist hijackers were radical Islamists, according to Colorado Representative Tom Tancredo. And he made this public yesterday. In a letter to the National Park Service, Tancredo said the plan for the memorial at the site where the hijacked United Flight 93 crashed has raised questions in some circles about whether the design, if constructed, will in fact make the memorial a tribute to the hijackers rather than the victims. Now, who would look
who would look at it, and there's a picture of the design in the paper. Who would look at this and think that it would be some kind of a monument to the hijackers, and that it because the crescent is used in Islam? Well, the crescent is used in a lot of things. And to me, when I looked at it, it didn't even really look like a crescent. It just looked like kind of a semicircle. But Tancredo is criticizing the crescent. He says that it could be mistaken for a design that which will in fact make a memorial tribute to the hijackers rather than the victims. Now you might remember the 40 passengers and crew members died on September 11th, 2001. They crashed after a struggle with terrorists who had commandeered the jet. Tancredo's criticism comes less than 2 months after the Littleton Republican suggested on a Florida talk radio program that the United States should consider bombing Islamic holy sites if extremist Muslims launched a nuclear attack against United States cities. Congressman Tancredo seems to have almost an allergy to Islam, said Ibram Hooper, spokesman for the Council on American Islamic Relations. If he's so hostile to the symbols that are associated with Islam, what does that say about his attitude toward the American Muslim community and Muslims in the state of Colorado? And Tancredo's latest comments will further hurt the America's image overseas and will be seen as an official position, Hooper added. Now, this winning design for this Shanksville, Pennsylvania memorial was unveiled last week, and the jury included family members of the victims, and they selected it out of more than 1,000 entrants. The plan includes a crescent of red maple trees meant to symbolize the circle broken by the flight path of Flight 93. So it has nothing to do with Islam whatsoever. But Tancredo looks at this and sees that it has something to do with Islam, and so he writes this letter. Questions about the crescent shape were raised months ago and put aside, says D. Hamilton Peterson, spokesperson for the Flight 93 families. The red crescent shape throughout history has been seen as a positive humanitarian symbol, he said. I see this as very, very unfortunate, and a very unfortunate distraction born of unsophistication, said Peterson, whose father and stepmother, Donald A. and Jean Peterson, died in the crash of Flight 93. We're just surprised that people didn't reach out to us directly. Lone Tree resident Sandy Dahl, widow of Flight 93 Captain Jason Dahl, said Tancredo's entitled to his opinion, but I just don't see the same thing. The last thing I want is for a memorial to perpetuate any kind of hate because it's a place of healing, she added. If any family member objected to it, it should be changed. But so far, none has. All right, I guess I'm just asking you what Tancredo's problem is here and whether you agree with him. Does the thing look like a crescent shape? I mean, I don't even know what to make of Tom Tancredo. And maybe you can tell me what Tancredo's deal is here, because it doesn't to me. To me it didn't appear the design that's printed in the paper, the architect's illustration showing the crescent of maple trees in the proposed Flight 93 memorial in fall foliage. To me, I would look at that. I would never think of that as having anything to do with Islam. And you know what? So what if it did? There's nothing wrong with mainstream Islam. It's the radical Islamists that we particularly object to in this country. But if the families of Flight 93 found nothing wrong with it, why does Tancredo think he has to find something wrong with it? Now, Tancredo said he first heard about the memorial design Monday while listening to a conservative Denver talk show host, Mike Rosen. He said he had his staff researched the design and knew that the families had helped choose it. Well, okay. I mean, after all, they lost their loved ones. Tancredo didn't lose anybody in Flight 93, and neither did Mike Rosen. Tancredo's latest statements show he is untrustworthy. Colorado Muslim Society President Rafat Ludin said. I don't know if, you want to call up at 6:15 in the morning at 303-713-7600 and comment on this and comment on Tancredo. I don't know what to think about this guy. He continuously does this, doesn't he? What is up with him? To take something as simple and as beautiful as a memorial to people who died tragically in Flight 93 and try to claim that it's some sort of monument to radical Islam? 303-713-7600, 616, 16 minutes after 6.
Thousands with just a PC and an internet connection. Go to Microsoft.com/worklive for a free 14-day trial today.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6. High today, only up to 68. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. If you open up the Rocky Mountain News this morning or you look at the Denver Post, they have articles about Tom Tancredo, who has ripped a September 11th memorial. The Colorado congressman, I'm quoting here from the Post, says a crescent of maple trees could be seen as a symbol of Islam and open more wounds than it heals. Never mind that the design for this was picked by the families of the victims, the 40 passengers and crew members who died September 11th in a crash in Pennsylvania. You know, this was United Flight 93, I believe. Wasn't Todd Beamer? Wasn't Todd Beamer on that flight? Yeah. And he said, "Let's roll." And here's Tancredo is busting the design. He's busting it out because he says that it could turn out to be a monument to Islam. And I just wonder what you think of this, and I wonder what you think of Tancredo's thinking process. Oh man, I don't see it. I mean, if you go look at the architectural design, if you go look at the illustration that's in the newspaper, it's in both the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, and I assume you can see it online too. If you go look at it, the architect's illustration shows a crescent of maple trees in the proposed Flight 93 memorial fall foliage. The design was inspired by the topography, not Islam. Says the winning designer, this design was picked out of more than 1,000 entrants. Now, if the families, why would the families want to honor people who murdered members of their family? Why would you want to honor the murderers? You're honoring the victims. And as the designer said, it's like a circle that's been cut through by the flight path of Flight 93. Why can't Tancredo understand that? Let's go to Phil in Denver. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I just want to say that Tom Tancredo, I think he's dangerous. I think he's a racist and he's a xenophobe. And this guy is using something like this monument to push his political agenda, to push his ideologies, and I think it's wrong. And what's also dangerous about him is that he gives people that think like him a voice. And when you have people out there saying these kind of things, it gives them fuel to their fire, and they continue to separate us as Americans.
Yeah, well, there's no question that it's divisive. But you know something? It almost seems, and I'm no clinical psychologist, but you know what? It seems to me that it just seems to me to be like Tancredo comes across as being a crackpot.
I agree with you.
I mean, that's what it seems like to me. I mean, you look at the design, I don't get anything that it's representing the nation of, that it's representing Islam in any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely not. And I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there that study Islam just because it's what they think the right thing to do. And we have Tancredo out there, he's got a national forum, and people all over the world are going to hear what he says. People are going to misconstrue. That's what we as Americans think. We've already have enough issues dealing with other people with different religious ideas, but to have Tancredo go out there and just say what he says without thinking about the kind of damage that can do, I mean, it's stupid, and I think he's not all there. I really think you're right.
Yeah, there's there. definitely something weird going on. Hey, man, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
303-713-7600. I've got three lines open here early in the morning here. And just wondering what you think about this whole Tancredo situation in which he thinks the September 11th memorial, because it's the trees are in the shape of a crescent, that it somehow honors radical Islam. David in Longmont. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you this morning?
Hi, David. How are you?
Oh, I guess okay. Hey,
it just seems like he's one of these guys that's going to find a Virgin Mary and a piece of French toast, or you know, he's going to find something sexual or something religious. And you know, I just think we should take this whole idea of Tom Tancredo and scrap him.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I can't believe that his constituents can be happy with his behavior. I mean, you're right. It's like seeing something that's not there. I mean, hello, you know.
And that's what these people do. They reach, and and unfortunately, their message reaches some of these wackos down there in El Paso and Teller County, and those are the kind of people that keep him in office. And, you know, the same with Marilyn Musgrave. You know, all these people come up with all this nonsense, and it just seems to, you know, but it comes from this credible source, Tom Tancredo, so, it, you know, it must be true. It's just, you know, it's more nonsense.
You know, but if people just go today, I mean, I'm urging everybody to do this. I'm urging everybody to go ahead. I mean, pick the Denver Post, pick, you know, the Rocky Mountain News. Go look at the design. Look at the illustration that the architect has there. I mean, where do you get that that's a symbol of Islam? I don't even see where it's close.
I'm trying to just relate to the whole issue this early in the morning. I mean, it's ridiculous any time, but it's just...
Yeah, this guy's on the taxpayer dollar. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, how unfortunate. Well, Jay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. 303-713-7600. That opens up a line. I got two lines open. And you go... And, I, you know, listen, just go look at the paper. I shouldn't laugh. You know, I shouldn't really laugh. It's not right. But I can't help it. Because I look at this thing, I don't even see any kind of symbol of Islam. What is this guy? On the pipe? I don't know what the deal is here. Robert in Highlands Ranch, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm great, thanks. Listen, I think this is a perfect example of the neocon agenda gone astray. I think that the conservatives tend to focus too much on issues that don't really matter when we have some really serious problems in our country that we need to deal with. We've got Social Security problems. We've got health care issues. We've got, you know, a war that we're fighting in Iraq. We've got troops in Afghanistan, you know, and it's the same thing with people like Musgrave wanting to focus on, you know, same-sex marriages and things like that when, you know, they should be focusing their time and the money that we spend on them on these really serious issues.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I mean, I think there's a lot of things out there that would be that Tom Tancredo could better spend his time on than worrying about whether a memorial design picked by the families of the victims of that terrible plane crash in 9/11, whether it is somehow going to, you know, that it, because it, oh my God, it's in a crescent shape, that it's going to, you know. You know, that it's going to turn into a monument to Islam. I mean, come on. That to me indicates somebody who's got too much time on their hands.
Exactly. And you know, and if the families of the victims of Flight 93 are cool with that, if they're the ones that chose it, then I think Tancredo needs to shut his mouth and worry about something else. And we all know that he's a, you know, has a problem with immigration and things like that anyway, and I'm sure that's part of it.
I agree 100%. Robert, thanks.
You bet. Have a great day, Jay.
Yeah, you too. All right, now I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, does Tancredo have too much time on his hands? Is that what the deal is? And who, you know, where does it say that the families who tragically lost their loved ones in Flight 93, who got together and picked this memorial? Why do they need to hear from Tom Tancredo? Why does he have to cut himself in on this? Why does he feel like he has to be a part of this story? I think that's something else worth thinking about. Why does Tancredo feel like he has to be a part of this story? And if you're a constituent of Mr. Tancredo's, I mean, are you proud that this is your congressman? That he has to cut himself in on this deal? Let's go to Alex in Littleton. Alex, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
It seems to me that his only agenda is just saying or doing something that gets him in the news in some conversational way, you know, and to take attention away from everything else. But between what he says, you know, in terms of immigrants and things like that. It's, you know, you could probably, you know, at least he's just trying, seems to be trying to get, continue his name recognition within his state, which seems to be as important as anything else.
So, in other words, you just think he's a headline grabber.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why else he would care about it. I'm sure he probably just has some staffer that recognized something potential for him to be, get, you know, getting himself back in the news about. Because it's been at least a month or two since he said something stupid.
Yeah, that was that's got to be what it is. I mean, he must be just, he's just a headline grabber, right? I mean, this is just a way for him to get attention. It's like a child in a classroom who wants attention, so the child starts making noise.
But, I mean, the only thing I can give him credit for is at least he's doing, you know, he's trying something to get headlines, you know, from his perspective. You know, you look at, unfortunately, with the Democrats, I don't remember a story, you know, recently that, you know, where there's any Democrat in Colorado that's catching any significant headlines, at least people are talking about him.
Well, Mark Udall was in the newspaper yesterday, but it happened, and so was Ken Salazar, but it happened to be quotes about Michael Brown, now former head of FEMA. It wasn't about a memorial design to the victims of Flight 93. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Alex. It's 6:30 here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, 6:30, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are waking up for a chilly ride this morning. Southbound I-25, we're slow from Ford Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then expect about a 10-15-minute ride between downtown and the Tech Center. I-70 looks good both east and westbound. 225 spilling in around Colfax if you're headed southbound. And believe it or not, overnight snow on ice and closed Mount Evans and Trail Ridge Road if you're headed up to the high country now. Boulder Street, we're picking up on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93 and the Turnpike, a little sluggish now eastbound between Federal and Paco. Looking at the forecast, cooler today with highs in the 70s, showers expected this afternoon. Right now, 51 degrees. Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway 4 and right now buy or lease any used 05 Explorer and you'll also get an 03 Ford Focus. That's right, you buy one, but you go home with two. It's at Freeway 4 to surviving T-Rex, only at Freeway 4 to I-25 and Evans or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Wait in line, and you need to get in line. So the doors open at 9 a.m. Make sure you get there early, and the doors will stay open until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, their early bird sale, where the deals, where they've got deals that you're just not going to find anywhere else. That's just a fact. Rocky's, if it wasn't so tragic, really, it would be funny. That's Tom Tancredo and his famous Mecca comment at 6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here. Now Tom Tancredo has written a letter objecting to a memorial in Pennsylvania to the victims of Flight 93, in which the victims' families picked out the memorial. Tancredo thinks that the memorial looks too much like a crescent and would be associated with Islam. And so he thinks that they should change it. Never mind that this was picked from 1,000 entries. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Cecil in Denver. Cecil, you're on AM 760.
Good morning there, Sunshine.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, just wanted... You know, last week you had a really good discussion about race, and then today you're right, I mean, you're right dead on. I mean, basically with Tom Tancredo, I mean, this is just my perspective. A racist looks into a mirror and sees a reflection of himself and then see a racist. Everyone else looking through the window sees a racist. And with Tancredo, be it Muslim, be it this, be it that, I mean, this guy's just looking to point fingers. I mean, Jay, you tell me. Is this guy just looking to point fingers at anyone to denigrate?
I don't know where he's coming from. I have to be really honest with you and say that I don't know where he's coming from. As I keep saying, as I've said for the past 35 minutes here, if you go to the Post this morning or you go to the Rocky and you open it up and you look at the architect's illustration, how in the world does anybody get a symbol of Islam out of this memorial? I mean, he must... it's beyond my imagination. How does he see... He just sees things that aren't there.
Well, see, and, you know... Well, really quickly before I close out here. When I was in the Marines, my SEALs used to always tell us that if being a Marine, just like being a Christian, was a criminal offense, would it be sufficient evidence to get a conviction? Now, Tancredo professes to, you know, hold a higher morality than the rest of us human beings, but is there sufficient evidence to prove that he really is? You know, I mean,
I don't know.
He represents Colorado and the United States, unfortunately, but he does.
You know, I don't know. Look, we all say things, and I know I've done it. I mean, we all say things where people scratch their heads and say, "Where in the world are you coming from?" But not on a continuing basis.
And that's a disqualifying... Well, Jay, when is it a disqualifying factor? I mean, when you pull a bum back home and say, you're done.
Well, it's up to the constituents who have Mr. Tancredo as a congressman. You'd think that they would write letters to him or send emails to him and say, look, you know, knock it off. I mean, get a grip on it and just knock it off. You know, with everything we got going on here, we got a terrible bloody day today in Baghdad. We're stuck in Iraq. With Hurricane Katrina, with everything else, and here's Tom Tancredo worried about a clump of trees.
Well, see, here's what we need to do. Tancredo works for us. He's our employee. But according to President Bush, the labor numbers look really good. He'll fire the bum. He'll get another job.
Well, I can't fire him because he's not my congressman. I'm very lucky. My congressman is Mark Udall. All right, man. Hey, Cecil, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. I mean, what else can you say about this? I don't know. I got a line open at 303-713-7600. I mean, you go looking for stuff. I mean, think about this. And everything that's going on in this country, with all of it, an earlier caller brought this up. Maybe it was David in Longmont, I can't remember. But with everything that's going on in this country, I mean, just the spiraling cost of health care, for instance, that's just one example. There's numerous articles in the paper about this, about the fact that health care, that the cost of health care is spiraling, and a lot of people are having trouble affording it. With the crunch that's going on in this country with gas prices and everything that's happening. This guy sends a letter, writes a letter to the, questioning the Pennsylvania Monument, the memorial design for the victims of Flight 93. You got to ask yourself, this guy must not have any life. Let's go to Will in Fort Collins. Will, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
What do you think, Will?
I'm just so sad this morning. And I'm listening to your callers, and I think no one's giving this guy the credit that he deserves. I think his big problem is, we're not giving him the credit that he really wants to use the word communism or the communist. He wants to categorize people and get that ugly evil out there. And anything that he wants to get across, he can use his bomb instead of communism.
In other words, he's always got to have some kind of an enemy to rail against. If it's not railing against communism, which doesn't exist anymore, it's railing against Islam. Or if it's not railing against Islam, it's railing against illegal immigrants.
Exactly. I mean, he missed his time. He's just a few years too late to be able to use that. And use the FBI and do whatever he wants to do under that one category. And
yeah, so he would have been right. I think you're right about that. He would have been right at home during the McCarthy era.
Exactly. And I think we need to take a moment and just say, oh, damn, he's bad.
Yeah, what a shame. Born too late. Talents wasted. Would have been better to have been a congressman, say, in about 1953 or 54, when he could have buddied up with Joe McCarthy, right?
Absolutely. There you go.
All right, Will. Thanks. Good point. Let's go to Gary in Cheyenne. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I think the real tragedy here is that what he's done, I think, is he put a permanent stain on that. Memorial for the families, because it's going to get out and there's going to be all sorts of controversy about it, and I don't think they needed that. And I'm driving on cell phone, so I'm just going to hang up, but I just want to get your comments on that.
All right. Thank you for the call. I don't think that it's going to cause that much of a stain on the memorial itself, because I think right-thinking people, I mean, once again, I'll just say it for about the 15th millionth time. If you go to the Post, if you go to the Rocky, if you look at the architect's drawing, it doesn't look anything like a crescent that would be associated with Islam. And Islam is not a dirty word. Radical Islamists, just like radical religious anything, can be dangerous. But mainstream Islam is absolutely fine, and we have nothing to fear from mainstream Islam. But this, anybody who looks at these designs is going to see that there's no connection there. So it makes you wonder what's inside this guy's head, that he somehow comes up with some kind of a connection. So I don't think it's going to stain the memorial. This is the memorial that the families picked out. Now, who has more say? Who should have more say, the families or Tom Tancredo? Tancredo's house of cards just are missing a couple of deuces, I think. 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 303-713-7600. I've got three lines open, 303-713-7600. Check out the design in the paper and then give me a call. And even if you haven't seen the design, and you feel like you want to call about this, please do. Coming up after 7 o'clock, how Bush blew it. in his reaction to Katrina. And yesterday, of course, he did accept blame. And we'll get into all of that coming up after 7 o'clock. 303.
Thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 7:30.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
For an amazing low price of only $6.99, you can enjoy six delicious and different Colorado-style mountain pies. In addition to eating as much pizza as you like, this great offer includes the soup and salad bar, which is out of sight, and Bojo's famous dessert pizza. So listen up, particularly if you've got a family. Children 3 and under eat for free, and children 4 through 12 years old, only $2.99. And this is a limited time special, and it's good only Monday through Thursday, 5 in the afternoon to 8:30 in the evening. And don't forget about their all-day happy hour special, too, featuring $2 microbrews from the award-winning Tommy Knocker Brewery in Idaho Springs. Hey, Bojo's is the place to go. Stop by the local Bojo's near you. Highlands Ranch at C-470 and University. Denver, South Colorado. We'll talk to Richard Wolf, senior White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine, and he contributed to the story How Bush Blew It in relation to Hurricane Katrina. But we're talking about Tom Tancredo, who rips this September 11th memorial in Pennsylvania to the victims of Flight 93, claiming that the shape of the trees looked like a crescent and that people would remember this as being a salute to Islam rather than to the people who died in Flight 93. The proposed crescent-shaped memorial to 9/11 victims killed in Pennsylvania too closely resembles a key symbol of Islam and should be scrapped because terrorist hijackers were radical Islamists, according to Colorado Representative Tom Tancredo. This is in a letter that he wrote to the National Park Service. Tancredo said that the plan for the site, the memorial site, where the hijacked United Flight 93 crashed has raised questions in some circles about whether the design, if constructed, will in fact make a memorial a tribute to the hijackers rather than the victims. Now, what circles is he talking about here? You know, I'd like to get him on the line here and ask him, all right, Tom, what circles are you talking about? Who other than you has looked at this and said, oh, boy, it looks like a monument to Islam? Maybe, what, somebody working in your office? Because there were over 1,000 designs submitted. And the victims' families picked this out. So in what quarters are you talking about? What circles are you talking about? Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I haven't seen the design yet, but it just seems to me like he's trying to attach hatred to general symbols and general groups, which is a pretty insidious thing to do.
This guy seems to run on hate. You know what?
Yeah, but, you know, I was trying to think of an equivalent, you know, if, like, a leader over there said, this guy's got a lot of canned goods in his basement, so he must be acting Christian because the Mormons put up food. I mean, it makes that much sense, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a really good point.
See, there's a lot of diversity in Islam, and to try to generate simple hate symbols is irresponsible and dangerous. We need to get this guy out of there.
Well, you know, even if you look at the design, I mean, it doesn't even look like the kind of crescent that most people would associate with the red crescent of the red, you know, which is the Arabic, you know, version of the Red Cross or the crescent that you would see on an Arabic flag. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not even close.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's a symbol that people can attach their hatred to. Even though the Red Crescent is as much of a symbol of help and hope as the Red Cross is here, you know.
Right.
So, go figure.
You know, I just don't understand how. And in this article where he in the Denver Post, where he says in some circles. What circles? I'd like him to identify that for us.
I wonder if they're crescent-shaped circles.
Yeah. Very good, Steve. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
303-713-7600. I've got three lines open, and let's go to Linda in Littleton. Linda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Jay. I am embarrassed that I am a constituent of Tom Tancredo's.
Oh, wow.
And I want everybody to know that he doesn't speak for me. He doesn't speak for a lot of us in Littleton. But what was disturbing was that when I was going around my precincts and asking for votes for Kerry and for Salazar and Conte, there were so many Democrats and independents who were voting for Kerry, who were voting for Salazar, but then they were voting for Tancredo.
Why?
Because of the immigration issue. And they would just say, look, I'm all for the Democrats, but when it comes to the immigration issue, I believe alongside of Tancredo. And it was so disturbing. And we're trying to make some headway in Littleton, and I just entreat anybody who lives in his constituency to please, please, please help us get him out of there, because it's just embarrassing. He searches. There are no circles but his own circles. And you're right, there are circles in his office. There are no circles. circles other than that, and he's just searching for the publicity. He's searching for the hatred. He does run on hatred, and I'm just embarrassed, and I just want everybody out there who has any close constituents of Pancratus to help us get him out of there, because it's an embarrassment to the whole...
He is. He's nuts.
He is crazy. He's a lunatic, and he's just a sandwich for picnic. You know, what can you say?
I hear you. Thank you for calling. Really appreciate it, Linda.
Well,
have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. The guy is, there's just got to be something wrong here. It really does. Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Your second caller in front of your caller in front of this woman said that the Red Crescent was a symbol of hope and safety for some such statement
mm-hmm.
for millions. Is that and the Red Cross, is that the same Red Cross organization?
Yeah, they're both considered to be the same.
Yeah, well, was that the same organization that banned the Israeli Magen David from joining its organization, which serves the same function and also served people the Magen David is the equivalent of the Red Cross in the United States. And they were banned from joining and participating in the Red Cross.
But, you know, what does that have to do with Tom Tancredo and the... What does it have to do with the Tom Tancredo and the memorial to the people who tragically died in Flight 93?
Nothing, but I wanted to point out...
What does it have to do with what we're talking about?
It has nothing to do with it.
Then there's no reason to talk to you. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Red states rule.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, Steve, don't be so cruel. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that people would call up here and then try to steer the topic over to the Red Crescent or the Red Cross. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about here is we're talking about this memorial that, you know, whether you want to call up and shout that the red states rule or whatever the case may be, it doesn't change the perspective of what's going on here. The fact that if anybody goes today, and maybe you don't have a newspaper in front of you now, but you'll probably have a newspaper in front of you later on today, go to the Rock here, go to the Denver Post, and I'm not sure if you can see these online or not, but go to the Rocky and go to the Denver Post and go look at the architectural design, the illustration from the architect. And if you go look at the illustration from the architect, you'll see that it in no way, shape, or form resembles a crescent that would be used in any connection to Islam. Never mind Tancredo's phobia about Islam, his apparent phobia about Islam. Even though Tancredo says this has nothing to do with mainstream Muslims. But the idea... Tancredo says his questions about the memorial are totally unrelated to any other issues discussed with Colorado Muslims. If you look at the thing, it doesn't have any relation to Islam at all. And to me, it just happens to be a very, very... To me, it looks like a very peaceful design. And there were 1,000 entries submitted into this thing. And of the 1,000 entries that were submitted in, the victims, families from 9/11, from that Flight 93, they're the ones that picked this thing. And then all of a sudden, Tancredo comes out of nowhere and starts talking about how, well... It looks like the crescent of that would be associated with Islam. I mean, that is the most insane thing that I've ever heard. And if you go look at the design, you'll see that it's insane too. And I just wonder about him. Does he always have to have some kind of a wedge issue to run on to get his name in print? I just don't understand it. And I also don't understand that Flight 93 was such a tragic event. It was such a terrible thing. Why in the world, and if the families picked this as a monument to that terrible moment, why in the world would you write them a letter? Or would you write a letter to the National Park Service saying that it ought to be scrapped? Because... It raises some questions. And I'm quoting Tancredo here. It raises some questions in some circles about the memorial. Why would you... What circles? Who's talking about this other than Tom Tancredo and myself this morning at 6:59? All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about how George Bush blew it when it comes to Hurricane Katrina. And you know yesterday that he did take responsibility, and we will talk to a guy who contributed to the cover story for Newsweek. Coming up next here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
At FightTheBike Colorado.com. A message from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now the latest from CBS News on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. This is KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The sound of grief echoes through the streets of Baghdad, where a series of explosions, one after another, claimed as many as 150 lives. Borju Daragihi of the Los Angeles Times surveyed the scene of a suicide bombing that killed scores of day laborers in line for jobs in one Shiite neighborhood.
There's anger in the air. The smell of burnt metal and human flesh lingered in the area. And there was a lot of people looking for relatives.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq is taking responsibility. 10 miles north of Baghdad, gunmen shot 17 men to death, execution style. Here at home, Mayor Ray Nagin hopes 150,000 people will be able to return to the French Quarter and other parts of New Orleans that are safe and dry next Monday.
I know New Orleanians. Once, you know, the beignets start cooking up again and, you know, the gumbos and the pots and the red beans and rice are being served on Monday in New Orleans and not where they are, they're going to be back.
CBS News is trying to help reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. 8-year-old Jacob Henry is missing from New Orleans. If you know where he is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com. Property owners in the in Carolina are busy boarding up homes and businesses. Hurricane Ophelia is expected to soak some areas with a foot of rain. Chief Justice nominee John Roberts is ready for round two with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato on Capitol Hill.
This hearing room is full of spectators, but not a lot of tension. Roberts is generating no controversy on tough issues. He's saying enough, not too much. Don't you agree, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen?
Oh, absolutely. Roberts knows that past nominees to the court haven't said much about what they'll do once they get on the bench, and that this has been typically a generally successful strategy. So he's ahead in the game, if you will. He knows it, and he's playing it safe.
Moments ago, Roberts calmly entered the room, kissing members of his family who sit faithfully behind him. Live on Capitol Hill, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
President Bush is getting ready to address the UN. Let's get a live preview from CBS's Lou Miliano.
Amid the tightest of security, Mr. Bush steps before this annual gathering of the heads of government and heads of state, determined to sell his game plan for spreading democracy, even to unreceptive places. It's a tough crowd. Most leaders here are not keen on the war in Iraq and would like Mr. Bush to relent on global warming.
Delta Airlines is widely expected to file for bankruptcy later today. Northwest may not be far behind. University of Indianapolis Business School Dean Matt Will says older airlines with high costs are no match for new low-cost carriers.
The JetBlues, Southwest, Air Trans of the world, they're going to come into this market. They have better cost structures. They're more recent airlines. They know how to operate an airline in the 21st century.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are about a point lower. This is CBS News.
It's time for the ultimate ATV deal at Bombardier ATV's Fall Clearance Event. Get up to 6 times longer warranty coverage than the competition. A full 3 years on Bombardier ATVs, like the most powerful and versatile Outlander. Plus rebates up to $800 on 05 and prior models. Hurry, because this ultimate deal ends September 30th. Find a Bombardier ATV dealer near you at BRP.com. Offer ends 9/30/05. Riders must be at least 16 years old and have taken a training course. See dealer for complete offer details.
For just 46 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered every business day. That's just 46 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. The Journal delivers the useful information you need to save time and money. Call now and save 50% off the Journal's regular rate for new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only. Call 800-995-1717. That's 800-995-1717 for the Wall Street Journal.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride this morning. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 104 to the Turnpike. Then we're slow from Alameda. That's because of an earlier crash just past the Downing Street Bridge. It's just been cleared off to the shoulder. Eastbound 6th Avenue, we're seeing brake lights from Federal to I-25. Also slow eastbound I-70 between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard. And the Turnpike now stacking up eastbound between Federal and Pecos as well. Now, Boulder streets were busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93. And the Turnpike a little sluggish from Federal over to Pecos. Taking a look at the forecast, cooler today with highs in the 70s. Showers expected this afternoon. Right now we're at 53 degrees. Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now buy or lease any used 05 Explorer, and you'll also get an 03 Ford Focus. That's right, you buy one, but you go home with two. It's our Freeway Ford is surviving T-Rex, only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, in celebrating diversity at Boulder Market's One World Festival. Join us at the Courthouse Lawn on Pearl Street Center.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles, and more. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
Nights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
but we do have about a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but that's after 12 noon. 303-713-7600. Hello to John Moore of Denver. John is this hour's $1,000 name. John Moore from Denver. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. All right. President Bush, George W. Bush, takes responsibility for the poor federal performance and the poor performance of FEMA. And here's what he had to say yesterday.
Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government. And to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
Now, this is a president who usually does not take responsibility for anything, and you might remember that during the debates, that woman, I asked her during one of the town hall meetings if he had ever made a mistake, and he stumbled around, and there was awkward silence, and he said, no, not that I could think of. And yesterday, he turns around and says that he takes full responsibility for the lack of the job that FEMA did. Bush said that he takes responsibility for the federal government's failures in responding to Hurricane Katrina. He said Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government, and to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility. And Bush was saying this at a joint news conference with Iraqi President Jalal Talabani. That was yesterday. Well, I believe it happened while we were still on the air between the 9 and 10 o'clock hour yesterday morning. Bush was responding to a reporter's question about whether Americans should be concerned that the government is not prepared to respond to another disaster or terrorist attack after it took several days for aid and troops to arrive in New Orleans and other areas devastated by Hurricane Katrina. He repeated his desire to find out exactly what went wrong at every level of government. It's in our national interest that we find out exactly what went on so we can even better respond, Bush said. Now, a bipartisan joint congressional committee is to review the response at all levels of government to the hurricane and report its findings to Congress no later than February the 15th. I kind of think that we would be better off having, as we talked about yesterday, a group of people to look into it who have no partisan association with either party, Republican or Democrat. But Bush later went on to say, I'm going to defend the process going in, but I will defend the people on the... I'm not going to defend the process going in, but I will defend the people on the front line of saving lives. Earlier in the day, the White House had said the president will address the nation tomorrow night, about Hurricane Katrina and about the disaster. The address, I believe, is about 7 o'clock our time. All right, here's my question for you this hour at 303-713-7600. Does this get Bush off the hook for the poor response of FEMA? Does it get him off the hook? Do you feel even just the slightest bit better about him, considering we're not his biggest fans? As a matter of fact, we would be his biggest opposition, those of us who consider ourselves to be left of center and progressives and liberals. You don't find much to like about this president. You don't find much to we have a tendency not to give him any credit whatsoever for much of anything. But do we give him credit for coming up yesterday and saying, hey, all right, you know what, I was wrong. And that the federal government was wrong. And that I take responsibility for the federal government's failure in responding to Hurricane Katrina. Does Bush earn any brownie points with you over this? His poll numbers are just god-awful. What is he, down around 46% now? 36% in some polls. But does this make you feel like any better about the guy? Or do you still feel as bitter about him as you did yesterday? And maybe bitter is not the right word. You know, maybe the right word would be that you just don't care for his leadership. That you just think that he's done a lousy job as president of the United States. That you didn't vote for him, and you probably never would vote for him. But he has kind of come forward yesterday, and he has kind of taken the attitude of the buck stops here, which he didn't have to do, and he hasn't done in the past. After all, we've gotten nothing. About him making a mistake over the WMDs. Nothing about the yellow cake uranium from Niger. And basically, you know, Iraq has been off the front page here now for quite a while. And he's not said anything about taking any blame for getting us into this mess in Iraq. But he comes forward yesterday and he says, hey, look, all right, you know what, I'll take the blame for the lack of the federal government's response. After all, FEMA was folded into the Department of Homeland Security under George W. Bush. And this is a president who people have said lives in a bubble. This is a president that people who have said lives in a bubble and is not connected with reality. If you read the Newsweek article about how Bush blew it, and we were supposed to talk to Richard Wolff, but I guess Richard Wolff blew it this morning, but if you read the article, it talks about how Dan Bartlett of the White House, I believe he's the White House communications head, had to make, he's a White House counselor, Dan Bartlett, had to make a DVD of newscasts of what was going on in New Orleans and Mississippi so that Bush could see them in his entirety as he flew down the Gulf Coast the next morning on Air Force One, because Bush was unaware of how bad things really were. And there was also this feeling of, well, you know what? Who wants to be the one to go to him and tell him he's got to cut his vacation short? They were nervous about going to him and telling him about cutting his vacation short. How would you like to be in that position? Mr. President, there's a national emergency. You have to cut your vacation short. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Doug in Bennett. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Okay, Doug, thank you for hanging in there. Sally in Denver. Sally, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Sally.
Bush rules.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Jeff in Aurora. Jeff, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing?
Okay, man.
Good. I love your show. I want to say that first of all. And second of all, yes, we should give Bush credit. But does that let him off the hook? No. I work with the people at Lowry. I think we should go and ask those people, does that let Bush off the hook? I think those evacuees would say no. Not only that, Bush has not taken credit for anything. The only reason Bush stood up to this one is because they couldn't find somebody to stomp it on. That's the only reason. Had they been able to smear somebody else, Jay, the mayor, the governor, they would have dumped it on those people and kept going. Democrats, we've got them on the run. Don't let up. Love you, man.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call. And I should have also thrown in, do you think he did this yesterday because the poll numbers that are out on him dictate that he has to do something? You know, I left that equation out. Got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Whether did he have to do this because the poll numbers keep eroding, and that he's down to 46% and in some polls 36%. That he had to come forward last night. Also, you know, the other thing is tomorrow night he's going to address the nation from Louisiana. What's he going to say? Is he going to explain even further about how the federal government just wasn't there? That the response was bungled? And, you know, there's this huge debate about the local government. There's this huge debate about the state government and about the federal government. And in this Newsweek article, the response, or is he doing this because his poll numbers are sagging? Let's go to Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes, Tom.
How you doing?
Okay, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I don't want to toot my own horn here, but last couple of times I've called in and I've said that the karma was eventually going to catch up with this guy. Well, I guess it finally happened. They can mess around with everything else, but they apparently can't mess with Mother Nature. You know, like everything else they've done, Karl Rove or whoever's been, found a way that they can kind of spin it. But this time there was nothing to spin. I don't know that we even needed an investigation after that Newsweek report. I mean, everything was right out there. It was all raw. I knew that some journalists would dig into this and we'd find out what was going on. But I did. It was too little, too late. But I did notice. I do believe that there was some sincerity in his speech yesterday. I think maybe finally they realized that there's no point in carrying on the charade anymore. I mean, they met their match in Mother Nature.
Yeah, this are you saying that? So in other words, let me get this straight. So what you're saying is this is one story that they can't manipulate or twist.
Exactly. I mean, you know, how could they? I mean, it was all right out there. Like I said, it was raw. You know, so when they can manipulate stuff, they will. This time they couldn't. Karma caught up with them.
So is this the do you think this is the winning page out of the Carl book game Carl wrote game plan?
No, heck no. It doesn't change anything for me. I still feel the same way about the guy. To be honest with you, I do believe he was. My feeling was he was being sincere. But you know what? I'm wondering if it wasn't his wife that got into his ear. You know, I kind of like Laura Bush.
Yeah, and, you think so?
I, you know, at some point somebody's got to get through this guy's thick skull. And I don't think it's any of the, you know, in that Newsweek thing, he surrounds himself with people who will agree with him.
Yeah, you're right. He definitely he does not have that one person in his administration that every president in this country's history seems to have had who is that one dissenting voice. He has people who unanimously agree with him continuously.
You know, the very idea that they were, you know, they were trying, apparently there was a conference call where they were trying to, you know, they were arguing with each other who was going to break the bad news to them. I mean,
right.
Give me a break. But I wonder if it's not, if it wasn't Laura that got into his ear and said, George, you really need to, you know, because I haven't seen, there was none of that cockiness in his voice yesterday that has been just consistent throughout this entire thing. You know, I did sense humility. And his back is up against the wall. I mean, you know, if he didn't accept responsibility, how much further were his poll numbers going to sink?
Yeah, I think that's really, Tom, I think that's really a good point. Thank you so much, man. Great call as always.
All right, see ya.
All right, Tom. Let's hear that thing about, let's hear Bush again. Can we hear Bush again?
Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government. And to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
Let's go to Mickey in Denver. Mickey, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hello, Mickey.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, his comment exactly was that he, for whatever extent the federal government had a hand in this thing, he takes responsibility. And I just think that this is going to be their way of spinning it, that they're going to find a way to make it look like the Democrat governor and mayor are more to blame than the federal government for whatever part they can. And I think that's going to be the spin that they put on it. He says that the federal, for whatever part the federal government has a part in it. I also think that he stood up and said those things because he knew his poll numbers were going down and that he's going to, you know, take responsibility at this stage of the game in an effort to get his poll numbers back up.
Yeah, one of the things that I saw yesterday or read yesterday in the news is that in the ABC Washington Post news poll, even members of his own party, his core, were beginning to come down on his case over the handling of Katrina. So that shows that he was in real trouble. So do you think that this is his way of trying to get himself out of it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that he thought his people around him saw the poll numbers falling, and they said, you know, we're going to have to do something, and this is what we're going to do. And I think that a lot of people will say, well, now look, he's standing up and taking responsibility, and they're going to cut him some slack, just like they always do.
So you're not going to cut him any slack?
Absolutely not. He's done too much already, and I don't like the man, and I want him out.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. So does this redeem George W. Bush in your eyes any at all for the fact that he came out and said that, well, you know what, he's responsible for the lack of federal intervention when it came to the hurricane in New Orleans and in Mississippi? And we have a tendency to focus in on New Orleans because that seems to be the most horrific area, but Mississippi, of course, also terrible there as well. But Bush is going to talk about it from Louisiana tomorrow night in a national broadcast. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, will carry that. And, you know, what's he going to say tomorrow night? And as saying this, yesterday about how he takes responsibility, does it get him off the hook with you? Let's go to Melissa in Denver. Melissa, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I'm not sure that he's actually showing sympathy, but actually trailing off there at the end, upset that he's finally being figured out or exposed nationally for, you know, not responding to anything correctly. Maybe Carl Rove sat him down and said, you know, we're going to get a media lashing and your numbers are going to go so far down. You won't, you know, you'll be the worst president in history.
Well, you know what we needed from him, I think? What we needed from him when after Hurricane Katrina hit, what we needed was we needed one of those quote-unquote bullhorn moments like he had after the tragedy of 9/11. And we didn't get one of those bullhorn moments. We got this kind of delayed reaction out of him where he played golf, he played with his guitar, he, you know, he fooled around. And
he's extremely lethargic.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he was involved in this, you know, flyover at 35,000 feet or whatever the hell it was, or maybe it was lower than that. I think it was lower than that. But, you know, we wanted a bullhorn moment out of him, and we didn't get it.
No, and we really need to get together as a society. It seems that this presidency has divided us more and more, not brought us together at all, except for right after 9/11. But I think it will be interesting to see what happens with contracts in New Orleans, how he takes care of these people now. And really, this isn't our biggest issue. And we never talk about we have troops in Afghanistan. That wasn't like a Kennedy moment after Bay of the Pigs when he sits down and says, I take full responsibility. I let other people tell me what to do. Or, you know, any sort of real... We're not talking about real things in this administration.
Well, he is, you know, as I pointed out earlier, I mean, he's never taken responsibility for the fact that he did it on purpose or he inadvertently misled the country on weapons of mass destruction, which has to be one of the biggest intelligence failures in the history of this country, and Iraq has to be one of the biggest screw-ups. I mean, he's never said, well, you know, I take full responsibility for that. He's dodged the bullet as far as that goes. He's always talked around it. And now, all of a sudden, yesterday, he comes out and takes responsibility for the poor response of the federal government to Hurricane Katrina. And it could be like the earlier caller, Tom in Lakewood, I think it was, who said that, or whoever it was, who said that, you know, finally this stuff is starting to catch up with him.
Right. I agree. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, could it be that all of this is now finally starting to catch up with him? You have the war on Iraq. Deadly morning this morning in Baghdad. We'll have an update about that coming up at 8 o'clock. So you got the war in Iraq. So, you know, he was never held accountable for the WMD situation. And neither was anybody in the government who was involved in the WMD situation. The whole FEMA approach to Katrina, where he tells Michael Brown, Brownie, you're doing a really good job. Do we have that thing about Michael Brown? Do we have that little vignette? We got this, and I've been holding on to it. I've been meaning to play it for you. Do we have it? All right, we're going to get that up and play it here in just a second. But he gets caught with the whole Michael Brown situation. And he tells the Brownie, well, Brownie, you're doing a good job. And then, you know, of course, Michael Brown gets called back to Washington, and then he resigns. Here's our little bit about Michael Brown.
What can Brown do for you?
What can Brown do for you?
What can Brown do for you?
What can Brown do for you? Have bottled water delivered?
Nope.
Rescue people from rooftops?
I'm afraid not.
Drop food from helicopters?
Uh-uh.
Tell the difference between an Arabian stallion and a quarter horse mare?
Probably.
Recommend a restaurant where you can get a good margarita after messing up a catastrophe?
You betcha.
What can Brown do for you?
Absolutely nothing.
Michael Brown.
Michael Brown.
Michael Brown.
Padded references available upon request.
All right, 7:30 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls coming up about Bush's admission yesterday at 303-713-7600. And I have one line open at 7:30 at a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a busy ride this morning. We have a four-car crash time at the left lane eastbound I-70 at Steele. That's bringing things to a standstill at the moment. Now, southbound I-25, we're loaded up from 104th down to the Turnpike. Then we're slow from 6th Avenue through T-Rex and southbound 225. Slows on your approach to Parker Road into the Tech Center. Around town, it's busy on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. Denverbound on the Turnpike, we're seeing brake lights between Federal and Pecos. And looking at the forecast, cooler today with highs in the 70s, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Right now, 55 degrees. There's a repair around every corner, so check out Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. They feature legendary Toyota quality, so you won't have to worry about high repair costs. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or visit toyota.com/certified. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government, and to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
Well, there he is, taking responsibility. 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, a 20% chance of showers and a high today near 68. All right, do we give the president credit? Do we give George W. Bush credit for stepping forward and saying, look, you know what, we did a lousy job, and I take responsibility for it? Does this get him off the hook with you at a certain degree? His poll numbers at an all-time low. And the ABC Washington Post news poll was showed members of his own core of followers, members of his own party, beginning to go south on him. And he's going to address the nation tomorrow night. And we'll carry it live here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. By the way, what is it, the 21st? The 21st, I believe it is. Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo coming to AM 760. Boy, they are great. And if you haven't heard them before, now's your chance to check them out in their full and entirety. All right, let's go to Frank in Littleton. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think, Frank?
Well, first of all, for me, it does not get him off the hook. Okay? He's just so predictable. It's like everything else. There's always a little too much, a little too late. And, you know, the guy that spoke a couple of phone calls ago who said it was a Karl Rove plan, I think it was also the Moral Majority's plan. And what I mean by that is, oh, my God, I got caught with a prostitute. Now, if God can forgive me, so can the nation. You know, it's just a joke. This president needs to be taken out.
Well, you know, there's no question that I don't like him any more than you like him. But do we at least give him some ounce of credit for coming forward and saying, look, you know, the feds, you know, we blew it?
No, I at this point I can't. He should have asked for this credit while it was going on. That's when he blew it. You know, he's telling us something now that we already know. We know it's your fault. You know, the little, it's the spin of spins. You know, he's always trying to get out of it. And he's just an incompetent president. Like, he's not even running this country. It's everybody else that works for him that's pulling the strings. I'm just a little fed up with it. You know, I had two boys that served in Iraq because of his other bumbling mistake. And even there, he still won't admit that we've made a mistake.
Yeah, he's never come forward and has never talked about or admitted to making any mistakes in regards to foreign policy. I mean, you know, and really, for the first time in 6 years, this is one of the few things he has said that he made a mistake on.
You know, but the reality of it is it probably took pulling teeth to get him to say that. He's not a president that speaks from the heart. Again, he has his strings pulled, and he's told what to do. So, I mean,
Do you think Karl Rove called him in and said, look, you know what, your poll numbers are sliding drastically. We've got to do damage control.
You got it.
All right, Frank.
I don't think he can do anything on his own.
All right, Frank, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You know, I hear a lot of people say that they think he's stupid. Do you guys think he's stupid? Think George W. Bush is stupid or lazy or both? And that it is the people around him that are really running things. In this Newsweek article about how Bush blew it, about the bureaucratic timidity and bad phone lines and a failure of imagination, they say that in private, Bush can be cold and snappish. And his aides sometimes cringe before displeasure of the President of the United States, or as he's known in the West Wing jargon, POTUS, POTUS. That, you know what, giving him bad news, he doesn't like to hear it. But do you think he's stupid? Do you think he's the dumbest president we've ever had? Or is that going too far? Let's go to Richard in Colorado Springs. Richard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. What do you think?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, if you listen closely, Bush never said that he made a mistake. He just said if the federal government made mistakes, he'll take responsibility for them. So he still can't bring himself to say, I screwed up. And I think we need to look at this and realize that the fiasco that this result that was the result of the federal's response goes right to the core of this administration's cronyism. He put incompetent, unqualified people in highly important situations, positions. They failed miserably. The American people suffer. And now to think that Bush can just come out and say, oh, gee, oops, I'm sorry, am I bad? And we're supposed to just forget about it. It's kind of like the husband who beats his wife for the 50th time and says, oh, baby, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. And it takes him back. You know, it's like how many times you got to get kicked in the teeth before you realize that, gee, I'm sorry, It's just a ploy to get you back in someone's good graces, so you can just go right about doing the same old, same old.
So we don't give him any credit at all?
Absolutely not, because what do we see going on behind the scenes? The classic smoke and mirrors, sleight of hand magician. While he's up front now saying, gee, I'm sorry, or he didn't say I'm sorry, but I'll take responsibility, you know, they're handing out the multi-billion-dollar no-bid contracts to Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown, and Root. They've made sure that those guys can pay the local laborers minimum wage rather than prevailing wage. So we're right back to just another form of neocon corporate profiteering at the expense of poor and working people. And here's Bush out front going, oh, don't look at the left hand, look at the right hand. Don't look at the left hand, look at my right hand. So he's not aware of, you know, I'll say I'm sorry, you'll like me again, you'll think I'm a likable guy that you want to have a beer with, you know, back to that nonsense, while we continue behind the scenes to continue screwing you just the way we always have. This is so patently transparent, classic Karl Rove manipulation, and if we're suckers enough to buy it, like I said, we're like the wife who gets beat up for the 50th time, and all her husband does is say, I'm sorry, and she lets him back in the house. And we deserve it if we let this guy off the hook.
All right, very well said. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good day. Okay. And coming up at 8:05, we'll have Richard Wolf, and we'll talk to him about this article about how Bush blew it. Let's go to Chris and Parker. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Yeah,
hi, Chris.
Chris. How you doing, Jay?
Good.
Hey, I want to get back to that guy, the last caller on the forgiveness thing. This stems really deep, but I don't call him George W. Bush. I call him J.R. Bush because oil business is good in Dallas these days, and he is an oil man. But we need to get to the root of what is going on here. Listen, everybody wonders why these people can keep forgiving, even though we all see the mistakes he makes. And it's because the Republicans have cornered the market on the vote. Okay, I voted first time in my life. I'm 44 years old, you know, registered and voted. I mean, I thought we were all coming out when they still beat us. The church, the people that they got behind Bush saying a vote for Bush is a vote for God. If you vote for Kerry, you're going to hell, blah, blah, blah. These people also teach forgiveness, and they're teaching, well, okay, Bush did this wrong. He's not perfect. You got to forgive him. We're only human beings. We're only, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And so we need to pull out the Roosevelt files and continue to pull out these files. My aunt years ago told me that she was like 88 years old. She said, look, forever it was always the Democrats that stood up for the poor working man and gave him a job and gave him a hand up. And it was always the Republicans who went out and started the war machine, got the debt, you know, built up for America again and made things hard for the working man. And we need to get back to these core things because the people I talk to in Colorado, I go, how can you ignore, you know, pilots, everything at Starbucks down here? And I said, how can you ignore the lies, the deceit, the blunders of this goofball? I call him a goofball, but he's a sly dog, too. He's got a, you know, he's got a bunch of sly manipulators. And I say, how can you ignore him? Well, they see it, but they just go on with him because he is. See, they painted the picture that Democrats are people that stick up for just weird people or homosexuals or this or that and the other.
It's still a culture war business.
Right. They've made this a religious division, okay? It's not about, and they painted the Democrats as not good, hard-working Americans. They painted them as the throwaways, the bad side of America. And it's not true. These people are the self-righteous hypocrites.
Well, that may be true, and I agree with 100% of what you're saying. But you have to give George W. Bush some credit for saying, look, you know what? Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government. And to that extent, the federal government didn't fully do the job right. I take responsibility. I mean, you got to give him credit for that at least.
Yeah.
Or no. No credit? Credit?
Zero credit. What I'm saying is the bigger picture is this guy's on his way out in 3 years or so, and I don't want another Republican taking over. I want a Democrat to get back in office. We need to start looking ahead and changing the the way Americans think about a Democrat.
Well, I agree 100% with that, but that's for another show and another time. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Hope you call again. One line open at 303-713-7600. One line, use it or lose it, 303-713-7600. Does Bush saying that he takes responsibility yesterday, does that get him off the hook? 745, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, finally talk radio for the rest of us.
It's not just radio. It's a journey for your mind.
Intelligence is dictated by asking questions.
Go ahead. Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Again, call 303-7WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from? The history behind your family and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Along the Front Range, Rocky's Auto.
Qualify for 4% home energy savings, 303-487-16.
303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Randy Rhodes. Boy, she said a lot of nice things about me, and she's really a good person. We used to compete against each other when I was in Tampa, St. Petersburg years ago. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today near 68. 303-713-7600, one line open. We're talking about George W. Bush yesterday making the statement, Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability to all levels of government, and to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility, Bush said during a joint news conference with the president of Iraq. So does this get him off the hook, or do you think that it's a wash? And I know this is really it's low, okay? I understand it's low. But do you think he's stupid? Do you think George W. Bush just doesn't get it? Or is it the people around him who keep him shielded? But that's one of the reasons why he doesn't get it. And we'll talk to Richard Wolf coming up about how Bush blew it. We'll do that after 8:05 before we go into open phones. John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, that's all right. Good morning, Jay. Once again, thanks for carrying the torch.
You got it, man.
Hey, I didn't hear the president say he made a mistake, and I didn't hear him say he was wrong. I heard him say that he was taking responsibility for any part that the federal government might have done, or, you know, some mistake they may have made. The question was, is he stupid?
Well, that's just one of the questions.
I know. My answer would be definitely. You know, I see him as a semi-illiterate, privileged ne'er-do-well, you know, child king. But in any event, it wouldn't surprise me if sometime today we'll hear again about how he's taken responsibility for this, so the 10-second soundbite gets out there. And then tomorrow night when he announces, you know, what I'm anticipating will be how he's going to take charge of this and get to the bottom of this, you know, by that time, what reasonable American wouldn't understand that? You know, he's so concerned and he's so, on top of this, and he's going to do something about it. And, you know, it could all be just a cover for him to try to get away with being the one in the head of the investigation and taking care of it that way.
There's already going to be a bipartisan committee that's going to look into what happened with this whole thing with Katrina, which to me is not good enough. I think they should have gotten a group of outsiders to look into what happened, but he's not going to be able to have the last say there, that's for sure.
Well, I heard, unless it's changed, I heard a few days back it was, you know, this bipartisan idea was, you know, the Republicans handpicked some people and they didn't even bring the Democrats into it, and they called it bipartisan, you know. So, I mean,
well, you may be right. I mean, but what I read in the newspaper here, I don't know, was it yesterday or this morning or whatever, that they were going to have a bipartisan group. And if you say bipartisan, what it means is you got to have Democrats along with the Republicans.
Yeah, probably Zell Miller.
Right. He's real bipartisan. Sure, he'll be perfect, won't he?
Well, you know, once again, it's the classic fox guarding the hen house. And, you know, we really have to get something done in 2006. It's not that we just hope we should or maybe we can. I mean, we have to. This has got to stop, and if we don't take back the government, I mean, they don't allow Democrats hearings, they cut them off, they close hearings illegally, they get away with all this stuff that's against the rules, it's against government, it's against what the Congress is, I mean, on and on and on, and we just walk away with it, and we have to change this.
So taking from your comments here, no matter what he said yesterday, he's not off the hook.
No, not at all, not at all. I don't give him credit for saying he was responsible, because I'm sure it was just a political ploy. There's some reason behind it. You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's trying to get everybody to think, oh, look at him, he's in charge now, and he's really going to be responsible, so that they can try to, you know, whitewash through his little investigations, or, you know, or to somehow taint the, you know, whatever commission they put together, because he'll get his hands in it, and we all should realize that he's doing the best, and he's owning up, and, you know, he never once admitted he made a mistake.
Well, he said he's responsible, though.
Yeah, well, what does that mean?
It means
that the buck stops here, or that it's, you know, that he's announcing to America, well, we already know that it's his job to be on top of it. You know, but he's still...
All right, I'm going to make this prediction right here and now at 7:55. on September the 14th.
Okay.
And it may turn out to be a false prediction. I mean, I may turn out to be wrong, but I'll make this prediction to you. Since he made that little speech yesterday during that press conference, and since it was all over the media not only last night, but it's also all over the media today, I'll bet you his poll numbers will inch up. How much you want to bet?
Oh, yeah. You're probably right there.
I'll bet you his poll numbers will inch up. John, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
Okay, let's go to MK and Thornton. MK, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Bush is absolutely not off the hook with me. After all he's done, the extreme deceit with the whole party and everything, or anybody, all his cronies, I think after everybody's afraid to approach him, let alone advise him, including his wife probably, I think with his track record, I agree with the guy who's talking about a wife beater. If they fall for this again, the Americans, voters fall for this again, and in any way, I agree with you. Tonight, I bet you anything, his rating's going to go up.
It'll probably go. They'll take the poll. They'll run the poll on Friday, maybe, or they'll run it directly Thursday night after he's done talking, and I'll bet you his poll numbers go up.
Yeah. Extremely manipulative. I don't think he's stupid at all. I don't think he's sincere at all. I can't believe that person said that he sounded sincere. They're falling for this again and again and again and again.
You don't think he's stupid? You think he's a pretty smart guy?
I think he is manipulative and powerful,
So he'd be dumb like a fox.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm tired of this stupid cowboy stuff. He's not stupid. He was born wealthy, yes. But instead of using any of his knowledge, I don't think he's stupid at all. I think the extreme deceit with him and all his cronies, all they're going to do is just make more money out of New Orleans.
All right. Thank you, MK. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Well, we're going to hear from Richard Wolff, who contributed to the Newsweek story, and you can see it on MSNBC, about how Bush blew it, the bureaucratic timidity, bad phone lines, and a failure of imagination, why the government was so slow to respond to the catastrophe. We'll talk to Richard Wolff, then we'll go to open phones here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. So stick around here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, talk radio for the rest of us.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction.
Images, call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Ah! Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, NA member FDIC.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller, live in New York. With the Katrina disaster very much on his mind, President Bush is addressing a summit of world leaders at the United Nations. He began by offering America's thanks to the more than 115 nations that have responded with offers of aid to the U.S. for hurricane relief.
Your response, like the response to last year's tsunami, has shown once again that the world is more compassionate and hopeful when we act together.
Mr. Bush said it is that approach of working together that is the basis of the UN. He is also using his speech to press the case for the war on terrorism. He said the killing of innocent civilians cannot be justified by any grievance. Live in New York, I'm Mark Noller. With more CBS News, here's Frank Zitapani.
The owners of a Louisiana nursing home where 34 bodies were found are facing criminal charges. CBS's Steve Futterman is live with the latest from New Orleans.
Well, Frank, the Louisiana Attorney General says these deaths could have been avoided.
34 people drowned in a nursing home where they should have been evacuated.
I cannot say it any much plainer than that.
Charles Foti accuses the owners of the home of ignoring requests to remove the patients before Katrina struck. The owners of the home claim they were afraid to move some of the patients because that might have killed them as well. Live in New Orleans, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
In Houston, a fight broke out in a high school between local students and new arrivals from New Orleans. Three teenagers wound up in the hospital. Five were arrested. School spokesman Terry Abbott.
We expect our children to behave better than this. Also, we've said to the New Orleans kids, you are a guest here and we are happy to have you here, but you also have to follow our rules.
CBS News is trying to reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. 11-year-old Detwayne Williams is missing from New Orleans. If you know where he is, call 1-888-544-5475 or log on to missingkids.com.
Attention, attention. There is a voluntary evacuation.
Residents of Carteret County, North Carolina, who took the evacuation advice, made a wise decision. The brunt of Hurricane Ophelia won't be felt for a few hours, but strong winds and heavy rain are already lashing the coast and points inland. Thousands of homes and businesses have lost power. In Iraq, grief-stricken relatives are mourning the deaths of as many as 152 people killed in a series of bombings and a firing squad mass execution. Can the government take your home to build a shopping mall? That question came up at the confirmation hearing for Chief Justice nominee John Roberts. He said if Congress doesn't like the Supreme Court case on that eminent domain decision, it's free to change the law.
This body and legislative bodies in the states are protectors of the people's rights as well.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is up 6 points. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File with good news about microwave popcorn. Smart Balance now has a delicious microwave popcorn with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Smart Balance not only avoids the bad things about popcorn, it's good for you. Made with whole grain popcorn, high in fiber, low in calories, and popped with the famous Smart Balance buttery vegetable oil blend with no trans fatty acids. You can feel good about the new popcorn. It's from Smart Balance Buttery Spread, both smart and delicious. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, looks like I-70 not the place to be right now. Eastbound, we had a crash at Steele. That's now been cleared out of the way, but still seeing the backups with that. Now, westbound I-70, have a multi-car crash blocking the left lane. That's at Monaco. Also getting word of a three-car crash cleared to the right shoulder. It's westbound I-70 at Quebec. So, busy ride there. Expect some delays. Southbound I-25, jams from 104th to the Turnpike, then slow from 6th Avenue through T-Rex. Up on 225, seeing brake lights on your approach to Parker Road into the Tech Center. And we're also busy around town on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and Belmont also loaded up. And Denverbound on the Turnpike, slow ride from Federal to Pecos. Looking at the forecast today, sunny skies right now. It's going to be cooler today, highs in the 70s, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. We're at 55 degrees right now. Don't let the Blitz of Game Day traffic tackle your fun. RTD's Broncos Ride can get you to the field from 28 free area park and ride lots. Call 303-299-6000 or go online to rtd-denver.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, in celebrating diversity at Boulder Market's One World Festival. Join us at the Courthouse Lawn on Pearl Street Saturday, September.
On energy bills, add value to and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today near 68, 20% chance of thunderstorms, but mainly after 12 noon. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Let's talk to Richard Wolf. He's one of the contributors to an article in Newsweek magazine, and you can also see it on MSNBC.com. How Bush Blew It. Bureaucratic timidity, bad phone lines, and a failure of imagination. Why the government was so slow to respond to the catastrophe. And Richard, I understand you're at the UN where the president is speaking at this particular moment.
I am. He should just be finishing up right now.
Yeah, all right. We hate to drag you out of that, but I want to ask you a couple of questions about this. First of all, do the people who surround George W. Bush, are they scared to talk to him?
Well, they say they're not. They say that the president doesn't surround himself with yes men. But as we report in this week's Newsweek, there was a timidity around him that led them to make small decisions when they really need to make big decisions. And chief among them is the response the day after the hurricane passed through the Gulf, which was to simply shorten the president's vacation. They thought that was a big deal. To this day, they think that was a big deal.
To go to him and say, look, you know that this is going on and you need to cut your vacation short and take care of business?
You need to get back to Washington. And obviously there was a whole lot of other stuff that the president could, and with hindsight, which is always perfect, of course, maybe he should have done to respond to this unprecedented crisis.
What is it that he should have done? He should have cut his vacation short, probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of things, especially on Tuesday. You know, Monday was a kind of lost day. This is the day the day after the storm, the information flow was terrible. People didn't know what had happened, or the levees had broken and been overtopped. They couldn't see why the city was flooding. But by Tuesday, everybody knew the city was flooded, and the president and the governor of Louisiana did not talk to each other. There were communications problems. People couldn't reach the mayor of New Orleans. At the very least, the president was in a unique position where he could have ordered the Pentagon to put military communications on the ground in New Orleans, to put a working phone in the hands of the mayor of New Orleans. That's the bare minimum that could have happened. And certainly he could have expressed more urgency with his return to Washington. The lack of urgency is something that is fairly perplexing and troubling about this response.
Well, I also find it amazing in your article, you talk about the fact that White House counselor Dan Bartlett had to make up a DVD of newscasts and show them to the president so he could see how bad this was.
Yeah, right, and that's at the end of the week. That's about the convention center, which really came to our attention on the TV screens on Thursday. You know, one thing we try to capture in this piece is what the military calls situational awareness. The president thought he had a handle on how this thing was going because he was hearing all about the thousands of tons of meals and ice that were en route to Louisiana. But he never saw the big picture. And it was, in fact, the average TV viewer who got a better sense of the big picture than the president of the United States.
You talk here in the Newsweek article about Bush's leadership style and the bureaucratic culture that combined to produce a disaster within a disaster. What about Bush's leadership style? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the president likes to manage by metrics. He likes these numbers that come up. And if you ask a bureaucracy to come up with numbers, you get this impression that enormous things are happening. The page after page of things are going on. But, again, this is also a president who prides himself on having a vision and having great management style. And nobody was out there saying, wait a second, all of this stuff is moving, but we're not actually delivering food and water and medical supplies in anything like the right quantities to the people of New Orleans. There's also a failure of what we call a failure of imagination. And that's, once again, on Tuesday, once people knew that the levees had broken, the imagination to see that maybe 100,000 people in New Orleans would be stranded by these floodwaters, and that the scale of this meant that really there was no way the people on the ground, the state and local officials, could cope. And that inevitably would mean law and order problems. So failure of imagination, a sort of bureaucratic approach, and really a sort of small scale, small bore focus when big things were needed.
You know, you see the pictures of the governor of Louisiana, you see pictures of the president, you see pictures of the mayor of New Orleans. Boy, it doesn't seem like the three of them get along.
No, they don't. It's fair to say, though, that the mayor and the president do get on much better. They click together. But the governor and the president certainly have had a problem. Now, they've tried to patch things up, and they've actually done a reasonable job of doing that. But that first week, things were very tense. They were even tense the second week as the sort of finger-pointing was going on. By now, the president has told his aides he doesn't want to get into this anymore, and things have improved somewhat, but there's still lingering resentment about the way things were handled, especially this debate about federalizing the troops on the ground.
Talk a little bit about that debate about federalizing the troops.
Well, you know, by Wednesday, this is day three, the White House is really consumed with this very legalistic debate about state rights and the role of the federal government. They were obviously concerned about law and order. Everyone could see that there was looting going on, and there were concerns that the confused line of command, who was in control of law and order on the ground, that was contributing to some of the problems. So they had this debate, and they decided, basically for political reasons, it was too controversial to invoke the Insurrection Act and basically have a federal takeover of law and order on the ground in New Orleans. They felt that that hadn't been done since the civil rights era, and it was just a step too far to do it this time around. Now, you know, it's kind of strange for this administration to be stuck in a legal dispute like that. More than any other administration, this one has had a track record of sweeping aside the lawyers, whether it's about the UN, where we are today, or Guantanamo Bay. But they were very, they were really stopped there before the troops finally arrived. you know, again, it's this judgment. Why didn't the president see that this was an unprecedented disaster? Were they just overwhelmed? Did he think that things were happening when they weren't? Certainly the governor of Louisiana thought she had asked for the troops. And she was amazed that they didn't come quickly, to the point that on Wednesday, when they finally talked again, the governor said, please send me 40,000 troops. When we asked her how come she came up with that number, she admitted to us that she just plucked the number out of the air.
Now, yesterday he comes out and basically takes responsibility for the federal government for its failure. He says Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government, and to the extent the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility. Was he saying this because he felt he had to? Was he saying this because of sliding poll numbers? Or was he saying this because this is what he really felt? Did you get any sense about that?
Well, it comes with a caveat. To the extent that things went wrong, the administration doesn't agree that lots of things went wrong. In fact, there is a significant group within the administration that feels this was a remarkable achievement in the sense that they mobilized huge numbers of troops and medical supplies and food supplies in a very short period of time. So,
how could anybody in the administration think that nothing went wrong here?
Well, it's not that I think nothing went wrong, but there's a more limited view of what went wrong. The president is doing it because they're trying to turn the tide on this. I think they were taken aback that the criticism continued through the weekend and into the early part of this week. And the president's going to be talking tomorrow to the nation from New Orleans, and he hopes to do a bit more forward-looking. I think they're trying to draw a line under the blame game, as they call it, and look forward to what they think is the next stage, which is about reconstruction.
Do you think that this so-called, as they call it, quote-unquote blame game, you think it's going to go away anytime soon?
No, I don't. I mean, this is just too big a disaster. And also, there is an importance here in learning the lessons quickly, because as we all know, there will be other hurricanes, and God forbid that there may be terrorist attacks. And the whole point of the last 3-4 years was to build a system and plans that would deal with this kind of thing. Those plans clearly failed.
And you know, your article also kind of points to the fact that the president kind of surrounds himself with yes men, and that basically there's nobody there to give a dissenting voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to call them yes men. They say that there is this back and forth that happens, and the president asks questions. But what we can say is that this is really a very homogeneous group of people. People think alike. And dissent is treated as a form of disloyalty. So nobody is really thinking outside the box. There's nobody playing the role of devil's advocate, as other administrations have done. Every president wants to have people around him who like him and who respond to his orders and follow his orders. But the information flow and the sort of analytical flow around this president is more constricted and as I say, is more uniform than other administrations.
All right, Richard Wolff, thank you so much for your time. We dragged you out of that UN session, and appreciate you being on with us here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks a lot.
Anytime.
All right, that's Richard Wolff from Newsweek magazine. You can see this online, by the way, this article, at MSNBC.com, or get it in the current issue of Newsweek. It's well worth it. It's off sale. You know what that means? That means that now that the kids are back to school, you can clean up the spills, stains, and accidents that happen every summer. And at 40%, you not only get a break from taking care of the kids, but a tremendous break on the price of the best carpet cleaning job you'll ever get. And I'll vouch for that. Mary and I have used Superior, and man, they are rocking. Superior Carpet Care serves the entire metro area, and they have the most advanced carpet cleaning equipment available. They are the people you can trust in your home who will do the job right the first time. Once you've had Superior Carpet Care clean your carpets, you'll always have them back time and time again. And while you're at it, ask Superior about their air duct service. You will be turning on your furnace in just a few months, and now's the time to have your air ducts clean. I mean, it's getting cold out there. It was cold. It was 48 degrees this morning when I came in. So do it now and avoid allergy-causing dust and pollen that has built up in your air ducts. Call Superior at 303-933-3000. That's 303-933-3000. And mention my name, Jay Marvin, and they'll save you 40%. Just mention my name.
With just a PC and an internet connection, go to Microsoft.com/worklive for a free 14-day trial today.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today. Only get up to 68. Man, fall is in the air. The light has switched. It's changed. Can you tell? You tell I've been looking outside that the light's changed? Man, I certainly can. That it's kind of shifted. What's wrong with me? The sun doesn't seem to be as bright. All right, 303-713-7600. And we'll just go to open phones now. We generally do it at 9 o'clock. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to check in with State Senator Ken Gordon on his walk for Referendum C and D, and we'll be doing that a little bit after 9 o'clock. Otherwise, I got two lines open at 303-713-7600, and if you want to talk about George W. Bush taking responsibility for the failure of the federal government yesterday, and he's going to address the nation tomorrow night, we'll carry it live here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, or anything else that may be on your mind. We can do that as well at 303-713-7600. There's an article today in the New York Times, check this out. The FAA alerted on Al-Qaeda back in 1998, a 9/11 panel said. American aviation officers, officials rather, were warned as early as 1998 that Al-Qaeda could seek to hijack a commercial jet and slam it into a U.S. landmark. That's according to previously secret portions of a report prepared last year by the September 11th Commission. The officials also realized months before the September 11th attacks that two of the three airports used in the hijackings had suffered repeated security lapses. Federal Aviation Administration officials were also warned in 2001 in a report prepared for the agency that the airport screener's ability to detect possible weapons had declined significantly in recent years, but little was done to remedy the problem. The September 11th Commission found the White House and many members of the Commission, which has completed its official work, have been battling for more than a year over the release of the Commission's report on aviation failures, which was completed in October 2004. Now, why is the Bush administration battling over this? Because they're scared they're going to get the finger of blame on this? A heavily redacted version was released by the Bush administration in January, but Commission members complained that the deleted material contained information critical to the public's understanding of what went wrong on September 11th. In response, the administration prepared a new public version of the report, which was posted Tuesday on the National Archives website. Well, this administration likes to cover stuff up, doesn't it? Likes to, you know, likes to keep things secretive. All right, let's go to Steve in Brighton. Steve, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Steve.
As always, just a great job, buddy.
Thanks.
Listen, I'm gonna. You know, a lot has been said about Bush's lack of response attributed to race, playing the race card. And believe me, I bleed liberal and I'm wired left. But you know, the race thing, and then Cindy Rodriguez writes an article about, you know, it's not that he doesn't care about blacks, he doesn't care about poor. That's not the motivation behind his lack of response whatsoever. Let's follow a quick chronology. I was in California in early 2001 when Gray Davis was getting bent over. The Californians were getting bent over by the utilities out there. And the brand new President Bush had Gray Davis out to Washington, and Davis begged him to look into it. And Bush said, quote, "You people in California have made your own bed with your deregulation policies. You're going to have to lie in it."
You know what? I remember that. And also, the people of California got screwed by Enron, basically.
Well, when the truth finally surfaced, it was all Bush's buddies at Enron that were screwing the people of California. But he turned a deaf ear to Gray Davis because, guess what? In the previous election in 2000, how did California vote? And Gray Davis was a Democrat. Let's fast forward to Florida in 2004, right before the election.
Yeah.
We've got Jeb Bush down there, who's a Republican and brother to the president. We got a ton of hurricanes hitting Florida, and he's down there with money and boots on the ground and himself in a heartbeat.
35 hours after the first hurricane hit, he was there.
That's correct. Now let's fast forward to New Orleans and the lack of response there. It's not about race. It's not about poor people. It's about punishing the Democrats. Bottom line, now I worked for American Water Works Association here in town, who's the governing body for the clean water industry right here in Denver. And I was a point person for implementing and getting vendors to the conferences having to do with water security. And FEMA spoke there, and Homeland Security spoke there, and they made this huge fluff constantly about all the money that's being made available for the water industry to beef up the water utilities. And they did vulnerability assessments throughout the nation to assess their vulnerability utility by utility and all the major and minor utilities. And guess what? The vendors told me time and time and time again, don't ask me to these conferences anymore because that money's not there. Those utilities were burying that Homeland Security and FEMA money. They were burying it in their capital expenditure budgets so they could improve their facilities without improving the security aspects. This whole thing about making us safer, my point about this, Jay, is this whole thing about making us safer is smoke and mirrors. And all he wants to do is play his political card every time somebody in a state that's based in Democrats and run by Democrats, he's going to punish them. And that's exactly what he did in New Orleans, and I'm sick and tired of it.
So in other words, with you, it's political retribution, not race.
Absolutely. Just follow the chronology. Look at California with the utility crisis. Look at Florida with their hurricanes. Do you see any pattern here? You see a difference in response?
Well, you know what you're telling me, I can't refute because I know it went on. And I remember him saying that well, it's your bed. You made it, lie in it. I remember that quote.
Yeah, he said, you Californians have made your bed out there with your deregulation policies. Now you're going to have to lie in it.
Yeah, I remember that.
All the while he was covering for his buddies at Enron who were gouging the state of California and Californians. And it ultimately left Gray Davis so vulnerable that he was taken out of office. And now you got Schwarzenegger out there. I mean, do you see a pattern here? The bottom line is, with his big flop and his brouhaha about I'm taking responsibility, the only reason that's happening is because his cronies and his constituents, his Republican cronies in Congress that got to get elected next year or reelected, are hammering on him and saying, you got to do something because we're going to get nailed in 2006. So he's got his hat in his hand, and he's doing the battering husband syndrome, and he's saying, okay, I take responsibility. Well, what does that mean, I take responsibility? That's just a smokescreen.
All right, pal,
thank you. If you buy that, the American people are more stupid than I think they are.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate the call. Good one, too, Steve. Thanks. All right, anybody want to comment on that? 303-713-7600. It's 829 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We have a couple issues for your drive right now. Four cars tangled up at the end of the ramp from westbound I-76 onto southbound I-25. So we're seeing big delays with that. And watch for three-car crashes in the right lane southbound I-25 at Santa Fe. Westbound I-70 also running heavy because of two earlier problems. We had an accident at Monaco, then another one in Quebec, and southbound 225, same brake light from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Around town, we're crowded on Highway 93, the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway, and the turnpike's still a little heavy eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Today's forecast, sunny, but it's going to be cooler with highs in the 70s, maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. It's 57 right now. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
It's one of these early bird sales. You know what? You got to get there early because people are going to be waiting in line, so come early. The doors open at 9 a.m. and they'll stay open until 9 p.m. Rocky's Auto's early bird sale with deals you're not going to find anywhere else. Rocky's...
Don't miss this celebration of better banking. Commercial Federal. Better banking. Every day. Member FDIC.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
33, 27 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 68. Fall is in the air. And about a 20% chance of a thundershower or possibly a shower, and that's after noon. All right, 303-713-7600. We've been talking about Bush and about him owning up to Katrina. Let's hear it. Can we hear exactly what he said? Let's hear it.
Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government. And to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
All right. We can talk about that or anything else that may be on your mind. And you think Bush did this for the poll numbers? Because the word is that the Washington Post, that the ABC Washington Post poll was so bad that it showed his core constituency beginning to turn on him. And he'll be speaking tomorrow night in Louisiana. And what's he going to do there? But he's going to try to get ahead of the game, I think, is basically what it's about. As Richard Wolff said, he's going to try to draw a line and say that was then, now is now, and this is what we have to do now. Does this in any way, shape, or form let him off the hook? Yes or no? Let's go to Jan in Denver. Jan, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Boy, Colorado sure is an incredible place to live this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks nice out there.
Boy, fall time. Anyway, of course, it doesn't let him off the hook, and he's doing it for his poll numbers and all that stuff that people are talking about is pretty obvious. But the one thing that strikes me when I listen to him talk, and especially in this case, I just got done dropping off my 8-year-old at school, is this guy sounds like someone who was never taught any sense of responsibility. This situation could be analogous to, you know, a 4 or 5-year-old spilling a glass of milk on the table and letting it pour over and hit the carpet while mom or dad or the nanny is in the other room. They come back and they said, what happened? Well, the milk spilled. You know, and you wipe it up, you clean it up, and as a good parent, you come back in and say, well, what happened? And they say, well, the milk spilled. And you walk it through them, and then finally you get to the point, well, you know, the milk didn't spill, you knocked it over.
Right.
And I see Bush as that 4-year-old child who was never taught, hey, the milk didn't spill, you knocked it over. And when the milk spills or when you knock it over, you got to take some action quickly and take care of it so that we don't ruin the carpet and have to call Superior Carpet or whoever to come
right,
in and clean
to get
it
in there
up.
And do it. Correct. Yeah, you know, you're right about what you're saying here.
So, I mean, that's how I keep seeing this guy over and over. And now he's an adult, and we've got a 5-year-old mentality running this country, a spoiled, rich, and I would say sociopathic adult running this country. And our vision of a sociopath is, you know, one of those dark, shadowy characters who has gang colors on and is willing to shoot you in the head and not feel any remorse. But there's a lot of sociopaths in corporate America and in all kinds of positions of responsibility where they just don't feel any remorse or have any sense of responsibility for the actions that they take, and they just keep churning ahead, covering their tracks, making money, and that's their whole mentality.
So I wasn't that far off the beam when I said he strikes me as being like a child.
Well, I don't know if I caught that comment that you made today, but a few people have said it to me recently, and it kind of got me thinking, and this morning it just hit me. I was dropping my 8-year-old off, and, you know, I've had to spend years teaching them, you know, when something happens, take responsibility, step up, go for it, and, you know, just hearing all those little kid excuses that you do when they're 3 and 4 and 5 about, you know, this happened or that happened, and you break it down to go, no, okay, an accident happened. You caused the accident, so how do we respond to that? Take responsibility, take action, and fix it. And I honestly just think that this guy never went through that process, and now he's in the little neocon club. Those guys are smart, shrewd dudes. He feels like he's in. He's towing the line for them. And these guys are implementing their plan, and it's a pretty amazing thing. And we may be able to reach some people if we start talking about it in terms of his childish behavior, because every parent, conservative or otherwise, who is a good parent can relate to that. And it's just a perspective to add to the mix, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a good one. Hey, man, thanks. Great call.
Thanks, Jack.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, it is something to add to the mix. That, and he does. He does. He strikes me as being like a childlike at times. And I thought, when I would say that on the air, I thought, oh, my God, here it comes. And it's going to be that way in the emails. I'm probably going to get all those, you know, I get these emails with nasty comments, and a lot of times people who send them never sign them. But I get them. And I thought to myself, well, once I say that on the air, here it comes. I'm going to get them now. But he does. He does strike me as being childlike at times. Bill in Highlands Ranch. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Listen, sure.
The last 2 calls ago, Steve was just fantastic. I was really impressed with that call. I got to tell you, short answer, I don't buy Bush's acceptance of responsibility. And the main reason I don't is you have to look at his actions. You go back to when the hurricane happened, Brownie, you're doing a fine job.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Brownie, you're doing a fine job. Where's Bush while the hurricane happens? Where's Cheney? They're both on vacation. You know, one's up in, I think, Wyoming, and the other one's, you know, cutting wood in Texas or doing God. Or, no, actually, I think he was in California, right?
Right, yeah. He was in California.
At a fundraiser.
Yep.
At a fundraiser, if I remember correctly. And the problem is, what is he taking responsibility for? I really don't know, because his whole management style is so decentralized that he allows a guy like Brownie to come into his, you know, to basically run FEMA. You know, he's the one who appoints Brown or all these other guys.
if he lops off one guy's head, there's another 10 guys to take his place that are going to be more of the same. We've seen everything there is to see with this administration in terms of acceptance of responsibility, having the capability to do the job. And it starts from the top. Bush is the one who's got to leave here, not Brown or some underling at FEMA. Bush has got to go.
So his "I take responsibility for the federal failures after Katrina"
It rings hollow. Sure, because if he had said it while the hurricane was happening, while we're seeing the devastation at the convention center, at the Superdome, and hearing the bad reports, even then, it's acceptable for him not to be on the ground in New Orleans while it's happening. But he has to have competent, capable people. You look back at the Clinton administration, when James Lee Witt, there were people complaining about Witt and FEMA's management, but not nearly to the extent that we're seeing now.
No, that's true.
Even the contrast to everybody keeps bringing up the Florida hurricanes. Because it was an election year and because you have a Republican governor, the contrast is just, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. And he was on the ground there 35 hours after the first one hit.
Rush. Right. So now for him to accept, I just don't understand what exactly is he accepting responsibility for? Is this like it's like a lack of vision. It reminds me of the 9/11 commission. Well, we're going to investigate and we'll figure out what happened. No one could have this, you know, who would have thought that hijackers could fly planes into buildings? The last comment, everybody keeps bringing up different analogies. Here's my analogy for Bush accepting responsibility. It reminds me of like a convicted murderer who's now at like the sentencing part of the hearing, and he accepts all kinds of remorse and, you know, I really feel badly about this. It doesn't ring true. It just does not ring true.
All right, pal. Great call. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Well, does it ring true or doesn't it? One thing's for sure. He's got those bad poll numbers out there. And when those poll numbers start coming back showing that even members of his own party, that his core constituency is starting to turn against him, they had to do something. 8:42, 18 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Two lines open, 303-713-7600. We'll continue with the conversation here.
How you can make a donation. Together, we can make a difference. Community is key. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hurricane Katrina.
The aftermath of a horrible tragedy.
There are dead bodies everywhere.
And there is no food or water.
Where do we go next?
Join the relief effort with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Log on now to am760.net.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008. Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Trail West is making a match for Everest and Lakes. Enjoy miles of hiking and biking trails with access to the mountains, then come home and relax at the Sundance Spa and do it all within minutes of downtown Denver style at their newest community, Sundance at Lamberts and Lakes. Enjoy miles of hiking and biking trails with access to the mountains, then come home and relax at the Sundance Spa and do it all. Enjoy miles of hiking and biking trails with access to the mountains, then come home and relax at the Sundance Spa and do it all within minutes of downtown Denver.
Hated by asking.
Open your door.
Our country needs visionary policies that offer solutions.
Take a trip with Progressive Radio.
I just want to make a comment.
These are difficult times.
I'm about to pull my hair out right now.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Bring on to the other side.
Your mind is waiting. It's waiting. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What can Brown do for you?
What can Brown do for you?
What can Brown do for you?
What can Brown do? Have bottled water delivered?
Nope.
Rescue people from rescue people from rooftops?
From
helicopters?
Uh-uh.
Tell the difference between an Arabian Stallion and a quarter horse mare?
Probably.
Recommend a restaurant where you end a restaurant with margarita after messing up a catastrophe?
You betcha.
What can Brown do for you?
Absolutely nothing.
Michael Brown.
Michael Brown.
Michael Brown.
Padded references available upon request.
9:06, 6 minutes after 9 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and it's good to be with you. It's open phones at 303-713-7600, and we do 4 hours of open phones on Friday, 1 hour during the week, or sometimes an hour and a half, depending. So, but you can continue to talk about Bush and Katrina. He's going to speak tomorrow night, too, by the way. We'll carry that live here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. If you want to talk about anything else that may be on your mind, you can do it at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just couldn't help last commercial you had on. That was great.
Thanks.
Anyway, you guys are doing such a great job down there. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to basically say, on what one of your previous callers previously said, I come from a very strict military family, and some of the teachings that my parents gave me, I'm also giving to my two daughters. And one of the things I'm teaching them is when you accept responsibility for your actions, you should also accept the penalties that will be handed down. I agree with your prediction that his points will probably go up a few, but we're going to also see on Thursday when he makes the speech to the nation how he's going to step aside. We're going to see his true colors. He will not accept truly the responsibility for his actions.
I think he's going to try to draw the line as Richard Wolff said that, you know, that was then and now is now, and here's where we go from this point on, and let's try to put all of this, behind us, the angle he's going to take. I could be wrong, Richard Wolff could be wrong, and it may turn out to be something totally different, but I'll bet you that with what he said yesterday and the culmination of that speech tomorrow night, unless it's an utter failure, which he's going to make from Louisiana, I'll bet you his poll numbers go back up again. I wouldn't say that they go up significantly, but he'll get a bump.
And I totally agree with you. Here is my prediction. I agree with you that his numbers will go up. After his speech, we're going to see his numbers go down. Hopefully, America will open its eyes and see that what this man is truly about. I mean, this is just a perfect example of his upbringing. I mean, look at the comments that his mother made, and the Bushes are so out of touch of reality. They were born with platinum spoons in their mouth. If they were asked how much the price of a gallon of milk would be today, they would have no clue. They would have no clue.
Now, you're probably right about that.
That's all I got to say, Jay.
All right, pal. Good call.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, well, Barbara Bush's comments about how this is working well for him, the people being stuck in the Astrodome, that was a rude comment. And about how they want to stay in Texas. What is this they business? Boy, she is a capital B, if you know what I mean. Wayne in Centennial. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I got a couple quick things to say because my battery's about to die.
Okay.
First one is, he did not accept responsibility. What he said was, to the extent that there was a failure on the part of the federal government, it's my responsibility. Well, what were the failures? What could he or should he have done that would have saved those lives?
Well, he did say, I take responsibility. I'll read you the quote. Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capabilities at all levels of government, and to the extent the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
It was to the extent. Okay, I get you, and I agree. He said, let's see if he does it. What did he do or should he have done that would have saved those lives? And you're going to charge people with negligent homicide because they didn't expect or because they didn't respect life and didn't take the steps and measures to save those lives, didn't recognize that the flood was a killer. Okay, who else gets it? Well, I don't think it's going to be him. He'll give himself a presidential pardon first.
What are you suggesting? He should be charged for criminal negligence?
No. But I'm saying people could look at it that way. He didn't intend anybody to die. But he didn't care enough about those people to take the steps that were necessary to save their lives. No, he shouldn't. It never could be proven. But take a look at what happened.
Is it a question that he didn't care, or is it a question, if you read the Newsweek article, is it a question that he didn't know what was going on?
Well, he ignored what was going on, and he didn't care enough to find out.
I mean, Dan Bartlett had to make a DVD of the newscast for him to see how serious he was.
Well, he was busy. He was making campaign stops and fundraising and playing golf and figuring out how long his vacation should last. You know, I'm wondering if I could talk real quick about Roberts.
Sure.
Okay, where does Bush get off thinking he should be allowed to control the next 3 years of the decisions when he only represents 38% of the country? What kind of representation is that?
Well, because under the country, he has a right to appoint and fulfill the vacancies on the Supreme Court.
Sure he does. But shouldn't he be respectful of the rest of the people in this country that don't agree with him, that don't share his political and moralistic views? He should represent everybody and put some moderates in there, put some people that have some variety and some diversity in their thoughts and beliefs. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I think you could be right about that, but I don't think he's proven that he's not a uniter. He's a divider, and he really doesn't care what you and I think.
I know. I'm just saying what he should do if he was a leader. He's not. He's a jerk. He's a weasel.
Well, all right. Wayne, I appreciate it, man.
Thanks.
You bet. One line open at 303-707-600. Dial what we think. He's going to do what's politically expedient for him and his party. And he is not a uniter. That's why we never got a bullhorn moment around Katrina. Which, if you remember back to that whole bullhorn moment after 9/11. And this country was so unified. But not with Katrina. No way. 303-713-7600. Line open. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, I loved your last comment. I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you.
Hey, about Bush taking responsibility, I'm sorry. This man has shown no compassion for the middle class or the underprivileged in this country. I mean, no matter what his fancy titles are, like No Child Left Behind, that's a way not to public education for the middle class and the underprivileged, if you will. My point really is the reason why he's come out and apologized is, and it should come out later, is that the leadership of the Senate and the Congress went to him and said, "You're done. Well, we have 2006 coming up.
Right.
And there's going to be a major backlash. You've got to stand up and take this because you're done anyways." And I believe that's what it is. It has nothing to do with compassion. It has nothing to do with humility. He fakes being contrite very, very well. And that's what I believe is going on here. And I think you're right. He's going to come out Thursday. His numbers will go up. But it's not his numbers that the Congress and the Senate are worried about anymore. It's their numbers. And that's what this is about. Somebody went to him and said, "After all, you are still the leader of the party. You've got to help us win, or you're going to lose the Senate and the Congress." And regardless of, unfortunately, our Democratic Party not being all on the same page yet, but that's what I think is going on.
I wonder how much backlash that he and the Republicans will suffer in 2006 over this debacle.
You know, that's a great point. If I may, I was watching Bill Maurer last night, and he had Joe Scarborough on.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, and what I was disappointed about that exchange was, you know, I understand the level set that the persona that Scarborough likes to put out there, you know, equal blame for everybody. But what he used and what Maurer did cast his eyes on was the fact that the state and local governments took 2 days to get the National Guard out. My immediate response would have been, that's a fair comment, Joe. Where's 60% of Louisiana's and Mississippi's National Guard?
They're in Iraq.
And so whose fault is that? And the problem is it's all connected. They're not mutually exclusive events. They're all connected. They're all chain. We went into Iraq under false premise. And, you know, I don't care if he did it. I don't care if he did it deceiving. And I don't care if he did it because he was ill-informed. I'm an executive, and I run a large team. But somebody gives me false information, and I move forward. And I have to deal with that person. When I get in front of the board, I take full responsibility for it because that's what my job is. And it's all connected. And that's going to take that. And I think that's what the Congress and the Senate are concerned about, is that by the time 2006 comes around, November, people are going to connect the dots, because if the Democrats do start to get organized, it's going to, that's where they should go. I mean, none of these actions are mutually exclusive.
All right, pal. Great call. Bill, really a good call. Thank you, man.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, well, does the GOP suffer a backlash over the ballot in Iraq and about the poor handling of Katrina by Bush? Do they suffer a backlash in 06 or no? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. Open phones underway, and I got two lines open. I got two lines. 303-713-7600.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offers. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to know.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
Formulas contain natural sources of glucosamine to help support joint health and mobility. Choose from the large breed puppy formula, large breed adult formula, or the new large breed weight management formula, or the new Large Breed Senior formula for large breeds 7 years or older. And if you have smaller, medium dogs like Mary and I've got with Coco and Jackson, Purina One has you covered too with specific formulas designed just for your dog. Your large breed dog is different, and Purina One is formulated with his or her specific needs in mind. So why not let them prove it? I'm so confident that Purina One will make a healthy change in your dog, your first bag is absolutely free. Just call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Or visit PurinaOneChallenge.com for your free 4-pound bag of Purina One Puppy
Cargo. They give you more than free checking. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 921, 21 minutes after 9, high today around 68, partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin here, and tomorrow we'll talk to Max Cleland about bringing the troops home from Iraq. Right now we're in open phones, and we'll talk about anything that may be on your mind. Let's go to Eric in Lakewood. Eric, you're on AM 760, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. I don't even want to get on Bush this morning. It just makes my blood boil.
Okay.
But I'd like to go back to a caller, I don't know, four or five callers ago that brought up Jimmy Carter.
Right.
I'll tell you, you know, you're exactly right. What happened after Jimmy Carter, we got Reagan in office and Papa Bush. And under Jimmy Carter's administration, I was able to put solar heat on my old house in Brighton with the tax credits that I got from the federal government. I could afford it that way. And I had opportunity to drive past that place a couple days ago, and the solar panels are still there. Knowing the guy that bought it, if it wasn't working, he would have taken it off.
Right.
I wish I had it on this house now, you know. That's what we need, is somebody with some vision that'll support something other than our dependence on oil, and quite frankly, talk a little conservatism, too. You know, I mean, real conservatism as far as us conserving the world's natural resources. I mean, we are, what, 4% of the world's population, and we use 25% of the world's limited resources.
Yeah, you know what, I agree with you 100%. I mean, we're really going to have to get into this. We're going to have to start looking at this stuff, and we're going to have to start looking at it on a serious basis, and this administration has done little or nothing.
Oh, they're just a bunch of drillers.
Yeah, exactly.
Just oil drillers. That's all of them. You know, they're all in the oil business. And I'll tell you, it would help on our foreign policies. It would help on the terrorism issues. It would help on everything if we could get off of this dependence on oil and foreign oil. And the technology now is out there. You know, my brother and I, with my folks' estate money, are building a place up by Hartsell, and we're off grid, and we're going to eventually put some solar and wind power up there.
Yeah, see, I'd love to do that too.
Oh yeah, I mean, and the technology is there. I mean, what I had was 30-year-old technology, and it wasn't great, but it helped, you know. And I guess my point is, he was poking fun at Jimmy Carter. Where would we be today had we kept on with Jimmy Carter's vision way back then?
We'd be in a lot better shape.
Oh, you bet we would. Instead of the October surprise and back into the Middle East under Papa Bush and everything else. Wake up.
You know? Yeah, you know, Jimmy Carter's only real problem was that whole thing with the Iranian hostages.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, that's what killed him. And, you know, otherwise, his presidency wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And people really poke a lot of fun at him and everything else. But, you know, you look back on it, and he wasn't that bad a president.
And he's a good, decent, honest man.
He is. He really is. And he had some good visions for the country. And like I say, where would we be today had we kept on his vision as far as the energy goes today? You know, it would be an entirely different country.
Yeah, I agree.
And we'd all still be happy, and we'd all have our cars to drive. Believe me, I'd love to drive my car, too. But they'd just be a different type of car.
I mean, yeah, cars are one of my big weaknesses.
Oh, me too. Me too. I mean, I've got a travel trailer, and, you know, I love it. But there's no reason that a hybrid can't be made that will pull a travel trailer.
Oh, you know, Lexus is coming out with a hybrid SUV.
I know. So, you know, just wake up, guys, you know. And that caller just really got under my skin.
I hear you.
So, anyway, have a good day, Jay.
All right, Eric. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, you bet.
All right. Let's go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I'm glad that last caller mentioned October Surprise, because a lot of younger people might not be aware of what that is, and that was Reagan's involvement in trying to scuttle any attempt to rescue those hostages
right. So
that he could discredit Carter and win the election. And was anybody surprised when, on the day of Reagan's inauguration, those hostages were set free?
Yep.
That smelled fishy from the get-go.
Yep, that was the October Surprise. You're right about that.
Well, regarding Bush taking responsibility, no, I ain't buying it. This is empty rhetoric from a doofus that has never taken responsibility for anything. He's just this puppet for these other people. There's obviously a plan, and I'm sure the plan is going to be, number one, that he will investigate himself. Keep in mind how against any kind of an independent investigation into 9/11 he was. He didn't want an independent investigation because, my God, what did that 9/11 commission find out? That the Bush administration had ignored warnings from the Clinton administration about bin Laden and al-Qaeda, and then we got to see Condoleezza Rice lying through that gap in her teeth in front of that committee hearing.
Oh, yeah,
about
the public briefing memo that this was a, you know, senators, this was a historical document. Yeah, right.
Yeah. What was it called? Let's see. It was named something like al-Qaeda maybe wants to hijack airplanes and attack the United States. You know, get real. Wake up, Americans. So, no, I don't buy this. And so my big question in this is, who's going to lead the investigation into Hurricane Katrina? What went wrong? And is it going to be Bush? You know, if it's his team that investigates, then you know that the focus is going to land on the governor of Louisiana and the mayor of New Orleans and, you know, maybe some other people under Chertoff. I doubt very much that Chertoff will go. And it'll be totally away from their failed policies in reducing FEMA to nothing but a blip, and his total ignorance of the hurricane. I mean, my God, doesn't anybody on his team watch television?
Well, apparently, according to this Newsweek article, they made that DVD of the hurricane, and, you know, they made the hurricane coverage and showed it to Bush so he'd be aware of what was going on.
Yeah, and he doesn't care enough. Don't bother me with this because I have other people to take care of this for me. I'm on vacation and I got to go play guitar in Southern California and
I
got to go play golf in Arizona. So he doesn't take this seriously enough to learn about it himself when, as you stated earlier, within 35 hours he was down in Florida last year.
Yeah.
He had no problem calling in FEMA for Florida when it was an election year, and it was the state where they rigged the election in 2000. But when it's this Democratic state and he's on vacation, he can't be bothered. And so it comes down to this. The man is unfit for office. Cheney is unfit for office because he was AWOL too. We got to get rid of them both.
Well, they'll be done in 08. What we got to do is we got to rally in 06 to stop their agenda.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the big thing right there.
Yep.
All right, Kat, thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
All right, you got it. Freeze up a line at 303-713-7600. Yeah, we've got to make 06 our year. And we have to rally forward. I mean, we have to rally forward. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to State Senator Ken Gordon, and we'll take more of your calls with open phones, one line open at 303-713-7600. 929, 29 minutes after 9 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Dealing with a couple problems right now. We have a wreck westbound on the turnpike right before Pecos. Also have a crash near Pecos. This one eastbound on I-70. Now southbound I-25, still a little heavy for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. And southbound 225 slows for your drive into the tech center. Around town, things have cleared up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Still a little busy on Belmont, Arapahoe, and Broadway. And looking at the forecast, sunny but cooler today with highs in the 70s. Right now, it's 57 degrees. Join Mile High Harley-Davidson's Chrome Coming Open House celebration this month at I-70 and Airport Boulevard. Check out the incredible selection of 2006 Harleys in stock. For the best in sales, parts, motor clothes, rentals, and rider's edge training, go to Mile High Harley-Davidson, I-70 and Airport. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the other side.
9 p.m., but I'll tell you something. The best bet is to get out there early and get in line for those great deals. Rocky's Autos, where you can find fabulous selection, good people, and great deals. Once again, the doors open at 9 a.m. They'll stay open until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos Early Bird Sale, with deals you're not going to find
that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution. 1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
12 walked 100 miles. That's today. We'll cross the 100-mile mark.
All right, let's talk a little bit about referendums, the C and the D, and why, you know, what we're asking people to do is we're asking people to come out and vote on basically an off-year election, a special election, and talk about the importance of C and D.
Well, it's extremely important to Colorado. If we don't pass C and D, we won't be able to provide basic services. We'll be the first state to defund higher education, which will just be a disaster for the economy, for business, and for our young people who should get a college education. In-state tuition is something that they will have in other states, not Colorado. We won't be able to keep up our health care safety net. These are the things that keep the community together, roads and bridges, and we work better as a community. We don't work as well as individuals filling our own potholes and teaching our own children and taking out our own appendixes. You know, it's just better, and it's just ideological on the other side. They have a thing about government and working as a community, but, you know, we'll do better if we work this way.
Now, what do you say to the ads that are being run by the Independence Institute and John Caldera, and they're saying that this is a tax increase?
Well, you know, I mean, it costs money to build roads. It costs money to to educate people. It costs money to provide health care. We're not increasing tax rates. Tax rates are staying the same. They wouldn't call this a tax increase in any other state. It's like if you earn $30,000 this year and earn $40,000 next year, they're calling that a tax increase because the rate stays the same, but you pay more. It would be like a recession is a tax cut because less money comes in.
Right.
I mean, it's semantics, so let's not do the semantics. If you want to pay, if you want these services, they cost some money. But Colorado's frugal with the money. We are lean. We don't have a lot of waste. We have low tax rates to begin with, but we need some money to do these services, and if we go below a certain level, we can't hold the community services together.
All right, and so once again, plug where you're going to be tonight.
5 o'clock at the state capitol on the west steps, a rally. There's legislators coming in from Jefferson County, Norma Anderson and John Fitzgerald. Governor Owens is walking with us Friday morning when we leave the Capitol at 9, so people are invited to walk with us Friday morning as well. Thursday's not a walk day. But it's very, very bipartisan. Nancy Spence and Suzanne Williams are coming in from Aurora, Diane Happy and Jim Riesberg from the Brighton area. You've got the current majority leader, that's me, and the former majority leader, Norma Anderson, both supporting this. Like I said, the Republican governor and the Democratic mayor. It's important for Colorado and the people who know where the weight-bearing walls of our society are, the unseen weight-bearing walls, are supporting this. The people who are against it, they're not immoral or there's nothing evil about them, but they really are ideological and they don't see the importance of these services. And I think even they would feel bad when they realized afterwards that we had to close community colleges or couldn't keep up the roads and bridges and buildings that hundreds and thousands of previous Coloradans over a long period of time have invested in. We shouldn't squander that investment. So everyone needs, and it's everyone's job, everyone needs to vote for C&D, and everybody needs to tell their friends and get people motivated. It's not your election, and we can't afford a low turnout.
All right. State Senator Ken Gordon, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Jay. It's nice to be on the show, and everyone's invited to walk with us. We're having a great time. You can find us on the coloradowalk.org.
All right. You're always welcome here.
Thanks, Jay.
Good to talk to you. All right. Go to www.thecoloradowalk.org if you want more information about State's Senator Ken Gordon's walk and about the walk for referendum C&D. And there's been a big series on C&D in the Denver Post here running over the last couple of days. 938 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get back to the phones at 303-713-7600. We go to Rebecca in Windsor. Rebecca, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling because I just wanted to talk about the support for George Bush. I'm in a chat group up in northern Colorado online, and there was some discussions about responsibility for Hurricane Katrina. And Bush supporters on this group, which is all mothers, different range of incomes, but mostly white, and many of them are low middle class to poor income, and they are defending him on, saying things like you can't put all the blame on one man. And I just am so concerned about this, that these people, these individuals that I'm talking about specifically, but I feel like it's across the board with the Republican supporters, is that they continue to stand by him after all of the mistakes he has made over the six years he's been in office. And yes, maybe he said, I take responsibility. He didn't say, I'm sorry. He said, I take responsibility. He could have said, I take responsibility and I'm sorry for what happened and I'm sorry for the lives lost. But he didn't. He just said, I take responsibility. And, he messed up with Iraq. He messed up, so many places I can't even begin to talk about it. But I just wonder, how much more can he mess up before his supporters start to say, you know what, maybe we should rethink this?
Well, some of them are already saying it. I mean, that's what's indicating in the polls, and you might want to point it out to those people that the polls that are coming out, his numbers are terrible.
Yeah, I don't see a big move as I would hope, because I mean, especially from people that are poor or lower middle class, who it's obvious that they're not a concern of his at all, and that they. These are the people that I hear saying over and over again that they continue to support Bush and they're proud that they voted for him. I just don't understand how they can still be standing behind him after everything that's happened.
Because having to say you make a mistake, having to say you've made a mistake is very, very hard for some people.
Yeah.
And that may be part of it, but you might want to ask him once again. You know, you might want to say, well, listen, I mean, maybe if he didn't make a mistake, you know, maybe you can explain the poll numbers to me about why it is that, you know, why it is that his polls are at an all-time low. And you might want to point him to the MSNBC to read the article there, the Newsweek article there, about how Bush blew Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah. The other thing is I don't know if you have an email, but there's an email conversation that I'd love to send to you. That was taken as an interview for a book on Nuremberg, and it's a talk about going to war, and they were talking to one of the Nazis that was put in prison after World War II, and the interviewer asked, well, in the United States, it's different because they have a democracy, and they can only go to war if the public supports it, and the prisoner, the Nazi, said, well, that's easy. All you do is create a fear of being attacked, and you make all of the people against going to war look like unpatriotic people, and people will support you.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I think that was Joseph Goebbels, who
I can't remember.
Or Hermann Göring, one or the other. Yeah, one or the other. And you can reach me by email by simply going to am760.net.
All right. Well, I will send that to you.
All right. I look forward to getting it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you got it. It's 942.
Freeway Ford, surviving T-Rex, only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or cheaperfords.com. Rick Morgan, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hurricane Katrina.
The aftermath of a horrible tragedy.
There are dead bodies everywhere.
There is no food or water.
Where do we go next?
Join the relief effort with AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Log on now to AM760.net for donation information.
Ed Schultz. Sore back, as well as problems with your knees and legs. And this is something you really need to pay attention to. And let me talk to you about Foot Effects. They're a new store in Westminster that you should know about. The Foot Effects team includes podiatrists, podorthosists, researchers, product specialists, trainers, and other foot care experts. They offer products unique and specially developed to provide relief from pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, knee, hip, or back pain. And it's a way to get comfortable balance and support you've been looking for. Call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT, or stop by. They're in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan next to the Chipotle. Ask about the Medicare or insurance coverage. Foot Effects, 1-866-886-FOOT, or online at FOOT. EFX.
That time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors. 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-207-8733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Are you ready to finally do something about your acne? To stop worrying about how your skin looks? To stop agonizing over every new blemish? Are you ready to finally get the skin you've always wanted?
I'm ready to get rid of my acne for good.
I'm ready to take control of my skin.
I'm ready to stop caking on the makeup every morning.
If nothing else has worked for you and you're ready to have clear, healthy skin, then call today for a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
1-800-770-3803.
I'm ready to throw away my concealer. I'm ready to feel confident about the way I look.
Proactive Solution combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing, spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I guess I want to speculate about what Bush is going to say tomorrow night in his Katrina contrition speech.
Do it.
I think he's going to try to, you know, basically denounce the blame game and then proceed to play it by trying to convince everybody that this event proves that bureaucracy and government doesn't work, but private enterprise and the churches do. You know, I mean, I heard a lot of stories, I should say. I'm speculating wildly here, and it'll be kind of fun if it turns out to be a true prediction, but I'm really just guessing. But I've been hearing a lot of stories about people who were turned away from helping. The Red
right.
Cross, it seemed, was hampered, and there was some guy had truckloads of medicine coming from Florida. He wasn't allowed in. Some off-duty naval officer who had some boats wasn't allowed in. I just heard lots and lots of stories about people who wanted to get in there and help and weren't allowed. It was like New Orleans was surrounded, and you couldn't get in and you couldn't get out. You know, and I think it was almost like they wanted to prove that the churches and private enterprise could take care of all our problems, because this would be very convenient for their ideology. But it backfired because they don't work. Nothing works like FEMA when it comes to managing an emergency.
See, I think what he's going to do, I mean, I think you're half right on what you're saying. I mean, I think what he's going to do is he's going to try to draw a line and go, that was then, and now is now, and here's what we have going on now, and this is what we need to talk about, what's happening in the future, and we need to put all of this blaming and all of this behind us, and we need to move on and talk about what's going to happen to Mississippi and what's going to happen to Alabama, what's going to happen to New Orleans, Louisiana, what's going to happen to Louisiana, what's going to be in the future. I think that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to push this whole responsibility business off the table and get it off the public discourse.
That would definitely fit with a pattern. You know, hey, let's forget about it. That was in the past. Let's move forward. It makes them seem real pragmatic and
right.
Take action. But really what they're doing is, you know, don't look at what I did. Don't hold me accountable for my, you know, choices. And that
exactly.
is so also very much, you know, in conflict with what the Republicans say they stand for.
Oh, you know, 100, you know, yeah, listen, you're on it 100%. You're on it 100%. But you know what? Let's just see. if this is what he does, because this is what I think he's going to do. Or you may be right.
No, and I think both. You know,
and it may be, or it may be a combination of both. But some way, shape, or form, he's going to try to get out in front of the story, and he's going to try to move it away from having any critical examination on himself.
Yeah, I think he'll kind of, you know, fake like we already can assess what happened and we know what worked and know what didn't, and we're going to go forward from there. And he's going to tell us that the churches worked and that, you know, Walmart worked, but the government and the bureaucracy didn't.
All right, well, you know what? We'll see what happens, and we'll talk about it on Friday.
And if it turns out to be true, I'm going to call back and gloat.
Okay, you got every right to do so.
Talk to you.
Okay, thanks.
Always a pleasure.
You got it. Let's go to Sid and Thornton. Sid, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, I'm loving your show today. It's really great.
Thank you.
So far, you're on a roll.
I appreciate that.
I called about the GWB thing where he supposedly apologized. You know what I saw? I watched him. He never looked up. He kept jutting his head down and jutting his head this way and raising a hand. And I don't think, he was forced to do that.
You think he was forced to do it by his poll numbers?
Oh, definitely. He didn't believe any of it, and I think he really resented having to do it. I wrote his body language, and it was really pathetic. He could hardly get the words out of his mouth. It was totally foreign to him. I know he was forced to do it.
Yeah, that's Carl.
Did you watch him?
No, I didn't see it live because when he did it live, I was on the air here. But
yeah.
So Carl Rove said, this is what you need to do, and he went ahead and did it even though he may not have believed it.
Oh, I don't think he believed a word of it, and I think he was very angry that he had to do it. And his body language was something else. If he were able to sit there and watch it, I think he would have read the same thing.
Hmm. All right, Sid.
And he was like a spoiled, snot-nosed brat that had to say, had to apologize for doing a naughty, naughty.
He just seems like a little kid to me.
Well, I think he's very stupid. The other day, 9/11, the anniversary, I was in a good mood, and I have a broken window in my front of my house. So I got my little paint pot, and I went out there, and I painted it. And I got there, and impeached George Grist, the crime family, and the whole bit. I'm kind of in trouble with my association, but I really don't care.
Hmm.
It made me feel good to get my window up.
There you go. Thanks, Sid.
That's my own very good message.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go to Darren in Fort Lupton. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I just called. I'm just appalled. I'm a new listener. Actually, it just came about, turned on to you guys during the whole hurricane relief and Clear Channel down there trying to raise money, and they were talking about you guys, and so I tuned in just to hear the other side, and I'm just appalled that anyone, you had a previous caller that referred to the president as a doofus, the National Security Advisor, is lying through her gap teeth. That's just, it's absolutely reprehensible.
You mean, are you going to tell me that on the conservative talk stations, of which there are many across this country, and are you going to say that the Rush Limbaughs of the world and that the Sean Hannitys of the world and that the rest of the world, that they never talk that way? That's the way human beings talk, man. That's that's the sound of the way people talk.
They do. I understand, but I agree with you 100%. It's a little harder to get into, to talk to Rush, than it is some of these local stations. But, it is the President of the United States, and I have 12 years in the Air Force, 8 of which, was when President Clinton was in office. And I say President Clinton. I don't say Bill. I don't say...
Well, that's far from what your right-wing buddies used to say about Bill. And they also have said discouraging things about his wife, Hillary.
I understand that. But, I just want to make that point that, regardless, everything aside,
The marvelous thing about America? Can I tell you, the marvelous thing about America is that we are free to say these things, that these people who hold elective office, be it a senator, a congressman, your mayor, a city council, or the president of the United States, they're not gods. They're not above the rest of us. We have freedom of speech here. We don't have to address them as your highness, El Jefe, or anything else. And there are a lot of us out here who believe that this guy seriously has some problems and is seriously taking this country on the wrong track, and that he at times acts like a 5-year-old child. I mean, what do you make of a man who doesn't want his vacation interrupted where his where the people who surround him are on the phone trying to figure out that's not speculation.
No one was there.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. All right. Well, then you know what? If you don't want to read the obvious, man, then that's your choice.
Okay, but I mean,
how do you know it's not true?
How do you know it's true?
Well, I've got it from Newsweek. That's why I've got it from MSNBC.com.
From Adam Thomas.
Oh, the Clinton News Network. So, in other words, anything that doesn't agree with your point of view is suddenly the Clinton News Network. Okay, that's a strong argument. Ten huts, soldier, that's a strong argument. You got to come up with something better than that, my man. I know you're capable of something better than that.
All right. And on these other issues.
Well, wait a minute. You don't want to answer that back about that. I mean, you don't want to try to come up with some other stronger argument that are you accusing Newsweek and are you accusing MSNBC and are you accusing Evan Thomas and Richard Wolf of lying?
They have, they